Blog Talk Radio.
This is Power Talk with great music. Black power, music, bios, fun, competitions, etc. It's going on, y'all. This is your boy, Jimmy Spice Curry. And my co-host, Crazy Psycho. Maybe him, maybe not. You never know. That's why the person's called Crazy Psycho. Hey, figure it out. Listen, this show is fast-paced, rapid-fire music, interviews, bios, chat, tips, even talent competitions, and a little bit of news to keep you informed, you know, with what's going down. So again, it's Power Talk with great music. It's Black Power, music, bios, fun competitions. Keep that dial locked, y'all. Keep listening. We will be right back, baby.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es pa' darle alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, hey Macarena.
Ay, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Ay, put the chopper on and I turn him to a sprinter. Just on my dick, so them give me 1 minute. Ay, Macarena, ay, ay, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and I turn him to a sprinter.
Oh, I'm so city.
I pull up, like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Step in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, this is a Glock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Safe to say I earned it, ain't a nigga gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a nigga, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fucking bucket.
Going for buckets, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum to hold a honey. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime. Check up on me and my brother, I'm really the baby. She know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from a nigga, I'ma pull it out, shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweat like I got the flu. Daughter of G, she saw me kill a nigga in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too. Why let another nigga do something to you? As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me.
Keep a Glockin' when I ran in the Suburban. The codeine had a young nigga swerving. I got the mop, watch me watch him like detergent. And I'm ballin', that's why it's diamonds on my jersey. Slide on outside and flip the block back, yeah, yeah. My junior popped him and left him lopsided, yeah, yeah. We spin his block, got the rebound in his ramen. For me one time, you can't cross me again. 1200 horsepower, I get lost in the wind. If he talking on it, y'all depend, dogs will take his chin. Maybach SUV for my refugee. 5 blocks in the hood, put money in the street. I was solo when the ops caught me at the gas station. Had it on me 30,000, thought it was my last day. But they ain't even want no smoke. If I had to choose it, murder would she roll? Oh, 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 oh.
Let's go, 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 go.
I'm that bitch. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah, I'm the hood Mona Lisa, break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey, yeah.
Hacking,
what was happening?
What was happening? Bitch, I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah,
sassy, moody,
nasty.
Hacking, stupid.
What was happening?
Bitch, what was happening? Eat me and record it.
but your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my nigga private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit. Ooh. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip. Too much drip. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon Says I'm still that bitch. Ay, I'm still that bitch. Yeah, I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah, sassy, moody, nasty. Yeah, acting stupid. What's happening? Yeah, what's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet.
You're now listening to an official Oh So City mix.
Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Hey. Shorty with the long text, I don't talk, ayy. Shorty with the long legs, she don't walk, ayy. Yeah, last year I kept it on the tuck, ayy. 2020, I came to fuck it up, yeah. I want a long life, a legendary one. I want a quick death, and an easy one. I want a pretty girl, and an honest one. I want this drink, and another one, yeah. And I'm troublesome, yeah. I'm a pop star, but this shit ain't bubblegum, yeah. You would probably think my manager is Scooter Braun, yeah. But my manager with 20 hoes and Budokan, yeah. Hey, look, Ariana, Selena, my visa. It can take as many charges as it needs to, my girl. That shit platinum just like all of my releases, my girl. Niggas come for me, I tear them all to pieces, my girl. I'ma show your sexy ass what relief is, my girl. Please don't take no shit that's about to have you geeking. And I'm not driving nothing that I gotta stick the keys in. Wonder how I got this way, I swear I got the bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yo. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, ah, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs out, nah, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
One bad bitch, you can do what I say so. Two big 40s and a big ass Draco. Three more millions when you ask how my day go. Put up a phone, not a blueberry fango. One false move and we straight to sources. Two small bands just to take you out real quick. Three more hoes, pull up on fucking shit, that's how it goes.
Just how it goes.
City, qué rico, papi.
Lead up, got me thinking, babe. Tell me if you with it, cause I'm with it, babe. I haven't heard from you and I'm in it, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada. Gypsy crib in the middle of the night. I don't let you.
Hey, you in the mix. One of the dopest DJs. DJ PK.
Money in the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just wanna take you down, cause I got the money in the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just wanna take you down, cause
we've been going hard for too long. Can't get enough, what is you on?
Salute to DJ Pilau. Well, it is I, the end of the day.
Watch it, come on, one. No second class. First class every time. Step up.
no work, yeah, man, what the time?
Yo, DJ Pilo, come to go with the
friends, DJ Pilo, come to go with the friends.
You call me on the phone.
I know I was a talking angel, come down.
And now I want you home.
I tell you, Jackie, tell me now, you not stone.
Living is
This is a DJ Noize mixtape presentation. This is a DJ Noize mixtape presentation.
Don't never stop if you wanna be on top. Yeah.
Low waist, fat ass bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fucking nigga, get rich, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. MLB, I see gang, nigga, tap in. I'ma show you how to make an eight-figure nigga. Face on tight, pockets on trigger. You better get the car to make it swipe like Tinder. High bit puller and the first hit killer. When he post me, how the house gets sicker. Up for a killer, I don't need fillers. Never been a lame, so the real bitch is silly. Tiny on the FaceTime, you can never take mine. End up on a dateline, Rich with no day job, bitch hit your wild wild. Always on the course side, niggas wanna eat me out. Stop from the west, but they wanna go down south. All these lame ass niggas tryna fuck for clout. I won't let them do, but you can put it in his mouth. Low waist, fat ass bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fucking nigga, get rich, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. MLB, I see guy niggas tap in.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap. Put an ice in my pipe. Just put my lips and my fingers to my toenails. Spinning Shanae, this ain't going on sale. All these hoes goofy, baby, I do not do friends with. All them niggas goofy, but I promise that I won't tell. No, what's my favorite word? Bitch don't smile, but I know she don't like me. When it's my birth, bitch, I'm way too tight. Fuck around and bring back hype. Little way fat ass bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in.
Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Lost in many streets like I got 'em.
10:17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. What up?
Live and direct from Staten Island, New York, it's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyon, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo, coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Drama, power talk with OG, keep it locked.
What up, it's Dante Bacote, you're now listening to Power Talk with OG, listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway, full of wisdom on the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And to Earthlin J.
And we are Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang.
Yo, this is Kevin Anson. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk, so keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to the number one podcast for the crew. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Jada Breeze. You tuned into the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with the OG Mac Drummer, you feel?
Greeting planet Earth, no need to worry. It's a hot boom maker, Jimmy Spice Curry. Boom your pussy and tell your mama, this is Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer.
You're tuned in to Next Level DJs, taking the game to a whole new level.
What's up, everybody? Shout out to Next Level DJs. That's one of the coalitions I'm part of. This is OG Mac Drama. I am the host of Power Talk with OG, along with my mastermind, my manager, Maddie M. Maddie, what's happening? I got to unmute his mic. What's up, Maddie?
Yeah, what's good, OG? What's good?
All right. Still got a little bit of that tiredness from going down to South by Southwest. Hold on. Let's go back in right here. Nope. On the radio. I would hate you when I'm doing my show. They know I'm on, Maddie, you know, on motherfucking Thursdays, I do nothing. Don't do label shit. Don't do nothing. Bridge call shit. Don't do nothing. It's all about Top Star Hip Hop and Power Talk. People need to leave me alone. Anyway, I've got several announcements. So, let me see. June the 25th, I'll be in New York City for Christy Blanco's party. VIP is going to be going down. I'll be with my newly signed artist, Mike Garza, out of Houston, Texas. You know, he's from that Terraza, Chicano, it goes hard. And then in July, let me see, then in June, I'll be in Miami for one of my hood days, and then I'll be back there in July for Rolling Loud. Hopefully, you know, I gotta make sure my pass is get situated. And what's that? Oh, but the main event for me is in August in my backyard. I'm in Arizona, but up in the Northwest, Seattle, Washington, it will be the West Coast Hip Hop Awards. Like 3 years ago, I got an award for a West Coast Music Mogul of the Year. Salute to Octavius. He goes hard. He's been doing the West Coast Hip Hop Awards for years. And in case some of you are not familiar with it, most of the award shows are ran by the majors, and it's, they cherry pick to him. You know, they fuck with and award who they want to. But they leave a lot of these independent artists out of the mix who make waves. So the West Coast Hip Hop Awards came about to honor West Coast rappers. Now they honor everybody from Spice One to Snoop Dogg to Dr. Dre to Tupac, Yuck Mouth, MC Ren, Messy Marv, Mac Dre. I could go on and on and on and on. Okay, the other night, I was on Clubhouse, and my boy The Gambler, he's another powerhouse out of the Bay, was doing one of his music rooms, and he had DJ 808601 dropping nothing but West Coast. One of my most favorite classic West Coast artists is, I don't think no one can tell a story and weave a tale like Ice Cube. Nobody. Ice Cube, you know, and one of his main genres that I like was Once Upon a Time in the Project, yo. I damn near had the record hole. Yeah. And when they dropped that by request. And so DJ 808601 was supposed to send me a mix of all that stuff, but there's like a tornado out there and, you know, shit going on out there. So he might, I said, well, you don't make it, but we still going to shout y'all anyway. We'll play the mix anyway whenever we get it. So make sure y'all check out the homie. Google him, DJ 808601. He's a DJ, and he's like the best DJ on Clubhouse. Always has the music ready, queued, and any song you want, he's able to pull up requests and play. It's a real DJ. And that's one of our guests. Another guest, so when I went to South by Southwest, I always meet some great people. I think this was my sixth year, not seventh year, because they canceled. Yes, it would have been my seventh, but pandemic interfered. This is my sixth year, and let me tell you, it's always something interesting going on. What I like about South by Southwest, normally it's where the fans, the artists, and the various brands and squads are rubbing shoulders. They can see each other. And you usually see them on the rise. Noteworthy people who came out of South by Southwest, Machine Gun Kelly. Waka Flocka, I discovered him. Who else? The Baby, I was there when he's walking around with a diaper on. Now, people don't know that. He didn't. That wasn't his ideal. I guarantee you, if you're old enough, you remember Parliament, Sir Nose, Vodafone, and one of them used to come out with a diaper out their mothership. You know, there's nothing wrong with regurgitating something what someone else did. You know what I mean? Jimi Hendrix, man, you know, Prince got a lot of that, even Michael Jackson. So, you know what I mean? And they probably got that from, what's his name? James Brown, you know, there's always some type of swag. There's nothing wrong. Imitation, most sincere form of flattery. There's always a new generation and a new audience that you could push it to. Remember that. You don't reinvent the wheel. You just throw some skirts and some rims on it. You know what I mean? Drop that body a little bit. Throw some hydraulics on it. Bow, bow. Anyway, so my boy Vita Ruler, he got discovered by KP from Dat Piss. To the efforts of my boy, what's his name? What's our DJ homie? I got a brain freeze. Anyway, and KP, the owner of Dat Piff, gave V a management deal and a production deal, and I also hooked him up with alumni, Kid Ink, and now V, my homie, one of my ice manager, is now with Ithaca. You know, that's where Meek Mill came out of. You know, as he's dropping the album, his first album in 2 years, they had him for 2 years, he ain't dropped shit. I was like, V, they probably got an insurance policy. They're going to smoke you and collect it. I said, but then I have to step in. But anyway, he finally dropped in. But there's been a lot of brands and artists. Usually you see K-Camp down there, Coast K, all the QC. I mean, there's always people down there. This year, Young Thug was down there. But this year, it wasn't like a use. Usually it's packed like sardines, wall-to-wall people. You know, it's like no room. You feel like you have the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, if you know what I'm talking about. St. Patrick Parade, one of them big functions where you want to knock somebody out for stepping on your shoes. But it wasn't like that. Matter of fact, the artists were great. The various brands were represented. But the fans were some weirdo shit. There was four shootings. Never been a shoot down there. Four shootings down there. The fans were just weirdos. I mean, I got to one.
What's me weirdos?
I mean, they was just awesome. They was just, I don't know. It's like they was, man, it's like they was like possessed, man. They was acting weird, bro. Weird. You know, I can't describe it. I almost, never mind, I ain't going to say it on the radio. We must follow peace with all men where possible. But I almost got into a situation. But thank God we avoided it. You know, sometimes we let our emotions, part of our judgment logic, and that's when you wind up in the penitentiary or in the grave. You know, sometimes when you let that anger go, you know what? What are words? As long as the person don't touch you, you dig? I don't care how disrespectful they sound, you walked away, your life is still intact. Remember that, people. Anyway, so we was going to a lot of independent events, and one of my homies, Born, from A-Raw, it's a label on the East Coast, hooked me up with a dude named, first there's a lady named Miss Jackson, okay, and hold on, who just texted me, and then this brother named Game Over, who's like the brand ambassador for Belvedere, the drink, and that was a wrap because it was not. But we went to a studio called what's the name of that studio again? I asked the artist and the powerhouse I'm gonna interview when he comes in. We met all kinds of people, and I met some really groovy squads. Shout out to AB Cash and my homie 602 Byron. Rolled me out there. They're two local Arizona artists on the rise. They were hella talented, hella smart. And they got, I love them kids because they got mouthpieces. Most artists, when they're in my presence, they be all intimidated. These guys, they act like little baby OG Mac Dramas. Seriously. Little OGs. For real. And they got the great talent. Well, I met this man named CEO Swerve. Now, when you first go in and you observe people, he was just cool. I was calling him smooth in my head. Lay back. He wasn't agitated. He wasn't excited. He acknowledged me, but like, hey, okay, you man, I'm a man. You know, most people be swinging on these nuts. But, you know, and I like that. I was like, he's a cool, calm guy. You know what I mean? And then he got and performed, and it blew my mind because he went from 0 to 60 where his demeanor was just cool, calm, all the collective. It just lit up, and it drew everybody there. He has that special gift beyond charisma. And when a person, there's certain people, when they get on stage or when they perform, lights out, they just turn the lights on with their performance. He's that type. Anyway, he's a boss, too. He's a thought leader.
No homo, heard you?
Huh?
I said no homo, heard you?
No homo, man. I'm just giving accolades to another man. I give it to you, dickhead.
No. I respect that, man. What's his name again? What's homeboy's name?
CEO Swerve.
All right. Cool.
I'm about to bring him on. Anyway, that's the point is, you never know who you're going to meet, relationships you're going to develop, connections and networking. That's what it's all about. I met, you know, every time I go to South by Southwest, I meet some wondrous people. And in relationship going for years and years, they come to my town, part of town. We look out, we go their part, we come together. And we make history. So without further ado, we're going to bring them on in a minute, but we're going to review three songs that we got from my boy C-Styles over at Maybach. What's up, Rick Ross and all them? We always get some of the artists that they considering to put out. You know, Maybach has a lot of genre of musicians, too. And so we're going to check this out. Hold on, let me get back into it. How did I get knocked off the queue? All right. You got any announcements, Matty?
Nah, not really, man. Just kicking.
How's everything up there in Canada?
Everything's good, man. Weather's getting nice. It's been
well,
winter,
you know,
or summer
we
here,
got,
and
we
then we're heading back
audience.
Down.
Well, we got a new audience. This season, we're over almost 360,000 listeners. We just keep making those analytics go up, and I love it. I tell people we got kicked off of Spotify and what you call it, iTunes. We still have episodes on there, but they don't allow to put new content because someone did a
for what
a
man? Because you talk too much shit or what?
No, because someone some they won't tell me. They said one of your shows has some content that. I'm even a member that artist, you know, that one of them artist clubs did a takedown order, and they didn't say what episode, but they took on everything. And so for a while our analytics went down. Last year this happened. I was like, damn, this, we're done. But let me tell you something. We've been doing this for years. Before
I guarantee I did that shit, man. I guarantee it was a
the audience followed us, man. They went and found us. I mean, the analytics are popping, and this is what I like about this. We used to do a show every day, and then a lot of my help, it's hard to get good help. They get big and famous, and they bounce. It's hard to keep people once they blow up, and they forget that you was the one that got them there, made sure to keep that little partnership, but they should know. Anyway, so now we just down to this one day a week. Tops right here, but I do have spots for people who want to DJ and be podcasters. But you know, this is my baby, so you got to come with your A game or you know get lost. Anyway, so most people, and we only get a certain people who call in that 347-633-9588 number. I mean, it's only several hundred, and there's always thousands of people who stream in and all that stuff. Most people stream my show. And the amazing thing, they stream it even when we're not live. You know, I look at the analytics daily, and they go up $10,000, $100,000, $50,000. Like, damn, people love this show. And matter of fact, we're going to give our shout-outs to our largest audience members, and then we're going to jump into the three-track music review. Hold on. We go to the dashboard. And here we go. So we're at, for this season, 355,069 all-time listeners. Over the course of time from 2010, we done had over 4 million listeners, so don't get it twisted, people. We are currently, Germany is kicking ass. 95% of our listeners coming out of Germany. Russia at 2.63%, United States, then Canada, then the UK. We're global, by the way. Only places you won't find us is, what's it called, Greenland, China, Tibet, and what country is it?
Man, Germany's 96%, homie.
Yep, 95. Yeah, South America, we're on the coastal parts of Africa and Eastern Africa and South Africa. Australia, Asia, Southeast Asia, they love us. You know, Europe, we're saturated there. I know why Germany went up because I was telling people I support the German cause against the Ukrainian. That's like California and Arizona, very similar getting to be for New Jersey or New York. Come on, y'all. Ukrainians, you're Russians. Y'all need to chill out, okay? Come to a peaceful resolution. I don't condole the loss of life of civilians and all the other stuff, but military, hey, you join the army, you might die. It's like joining the cops, you might die. It's like being a criminal, you might go to prison, okay? It is what it is. All right, so let me get these tracks
up.
Oh,
shit.
I'm talking a lot.
I'm biting my lips so hard that it's bleeding right now, man.
Why?
Because I'm Ukrainian, baby.
Oh, yeah, forget. You want to beat me up, my bad. You know, I'm not dissing your country. I'm saying the fight is stupid. You know what I mean?
Nah, we ain't getting to that shit right now.
I forget. When I met Maddie, I thought he was a Russian hitman. Trying to take me out. Oh, Maddie, while I look for these tracks, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Who you on? What you got going on?
This is Maddie M., Matthew Meyer, CEO of Maddie M. Management, creator of M. Clothing. And apparently still, well, that's yet to be seen, the manager of OG Mac Drama. I got 13 artists.
I know I
got
a new contract.
Well,
you got some terms in that contract. You gonna eat a dick with that contract, man. We got to talk about that.
Hey, yeah, we can talk about it. Anyways, yeah, I just cut off half of my people. Just ditched half of them. Man, motherfuckers ain't making no money. Get rid of this shit.
Oh, you're starting to get like,
yeah.
I shove all
oh, yeah.
them.
No. No, nothing.
And keep
nothing,
their contract
you know
for 5 years if they're not nice to me. Oh, one of my artists, I'm not going to mention his name. He's overseas. Was feeling a certain type of way because of the controversy shit that went on in Clubhouse with Wack and some of the other people. Well, you know, I try to keep my name and brand out of it. I'm like, motherfucker, my brand is bigger than yours, you dickhead. Come on, people kill me. I got to protect my brand. When you're an ant and I am a elephant, shut the fuck up. Well, I want to take down that song we got. If you don't take it down, I'm going to have my lawyers. I said, nigga, get your lawyers, okay? Forget, I got a contract with your ass. He was a cool person. Now he's on some fuck shit. He always disappoints you. And you know, you listen to me? Fuck you, nigga. Eat a dick. It's my way to hot right now.
Man,
don't ever come and try
a little bit of
to swindle or disarm my OG Mac Drama. Because I don't give a fuck at the end of the day. For real. All right. So y'all just join in. We talk like that. We speak our mind. If you don't like it, hang the fuck up. We
yep.
just snuck because we had to, because we can. And we both betrayed too. We got more money than God. So, hey. Maddie, get more money. Hold on. I can't even find the song. I forget my label. Okay, here we go. I'll put the dates. I'm horse. I'm going to open mic last tonight. I'm going to do my exotic poem that I did for Polka Blue. They're going to shut it down. Okay, so we got three songs. The first one I'm going to do is, let me see. Where is that? That load up. Okay, we're going to do 2-3 featuring Blueface. It's called, and Trade 2-3 is called Stuck in My Way. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
You know, oh yeah. Run it up, gotta run it up.
Oh yeah.
Got the Sprite in my double cup.
I gotta finish till I get it all back. Feel like my girl been throwing me off track. She don't understand me, no.
It might get crazy, but girl, I'm all in. Gotta get to my bag, I need my money on 10.
Yeah, yeah.
By any means, you know that I'm about to win.
Yeah.
Ain't no other option for me. Do you feel me? I know the mama, she just wanna know the real me. All about my bag at the moment. I'm in the field, getting money, gotta focus, yeah, yeah. I'ma run it up, baby. I'm in the field, girl, you know what's up, baby. I'm in and out, I swear. I'm just tryna make you aware, little baby. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my way. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my way. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay.
Yeah, I still stuck in his ways. I sell a brick for the high before minimum wage. Tell him clear a stage before a nigga get backstage. Niggas could die in their birthplace. Second degree murder cause he tried in the first place. Married to these streets for better or worse. Niggas engaged in killing and dealing and stealing. Robbing and flocking and knocking. Popping and locking. Dropping, copping and shopping and rocking. Brand new Dolce & Gabbana, Louis Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Yeah, I all my bitches dripping designer. Stuck in my way, making plays. I'm in and out the bay. Yeah, I'm with your bae, we out the way.
I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my way. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my way. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for pay.
About that track, Maddie. That was Trey 2-3 and Blueface, Stuck in My Ways. I think it was pretty metal.
Yo, man. Yo, I love that. I love the Lace. I'm not a fan of, man, that's for sure. He picked the wrong rapper to get on his track, but he sounds like Angel to me. I don't know, you ever heard of Angel, man? That smooth ass voice.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
I love it, man. Yeah. But that Lace, like, should have found somebody else, man.
All right. Next one we're gonna do, let me see. We're gonna do one of the next level DJs artists. You know, they're really breakers. This is called the One featuring Dre Butters, Peezy, and DJ Henhouse from Next Level DJs. Let's get it.
Pockets full of cash, I'm the one. Told her we gon' be together, hit it once and I was done. Paparazzi cameras flashing when we pull up in the front. She confused, cause she ain't know the trunk was in the front. Young, you ain't know it, I'm richer than young. I just counted 50 cent blow, chillin' at the trunk. By myself here with six hoes, sippin' out the cup. Fell to sleep in the fist, nah, it's hard to get me up. Once you count a couple million, it'd be hard to give a pop two pink tens, nah, it's hard for me to know. Take it off the lot, drop the top, park it in the slum. Say 10 toes down, nah, it's time to live it up, yeah.
That was a smooth track, just like the other one, which surprised me, because usually, you know, all the submissions people send us is some drill or some trap music. That's a change of pace. I like it. What did you think about that one, Matty?
Yo, I can't complain about that track whatsoever, man. And it's different from the other track, because I love the beat on this one. And, yeah, you're right, smooth as shit. But the Lace is way better. I love that boy's deep voice, man. But yeah,
tell
that
people
was a
what
nice
you mean
track,
by the Lace.
Well, the Lace, man. The Lace.
Explain it for me in case
you
don't know music.
Huh?
In case someone don't know what we're talking about, explain it, Negro.
Well, the Lace is basically the feature. Somebody who comes in, the Lace is the track. An extra artist that's put on as a feature. Someone who laces
heard
it. You know?
He laced it, you dig. All right, the next one we're going to do is my homie T-Rail, and it's called Forever. and then we're going to bring on our guest. And then we'll interview him, and we'll finish the rest of the evening up doing the songs. Another smooth mellow song, three in a row. That was fierce. I like, you like it?
I would bump that in the seven for real, man. Yeah. With the girl next to you, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's some great music we just played out there.
Jake, is that you on the fucking radio? I barely hear your voice, man.
Oh, Jake ain't in here today.
Jake?
He's in the studio.
Oh, I thought I heard some kind of background or something.
Well, you hear me in some oxtail, maybe it's Caribbean Jamaican food, you know? I ordered Uber Eats because I don't cook on Thursdays or go out.
Yo, how's oxtail and Uber Eats, man?
Oh, good. They go to my favorite Jamaican restaurant. It costs $30, but I could have normally given for like $22 in the store, but you know how that goes. Oxtails are expensive now, man. I'm not trying to make it myself. Remember, I always eat this shit? I still do. All right, so I'm going to see which one is my guest. He's on one of these lines. If this is Eric Cole. Let me see. 453-859, who's this?
This is Swerve.
Oh, what's up, Swerve? Hey, man,
what's
welcome
up
to the show. Hey, CEO Swerve wants to introduce you to my manager, Maddie M. Maddie M., our guest, CEO Swerve.
Nice
what's
to meet
good,
you,
man? Likewise.
A lot of nice things said about you already.
Yeah,
hope
sir,
to meet
yes,
you
sir.
In person, Monday.
Appreciate the respect,
so
man.
So your show was dope, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? Definitely.
That's awesome, man. I wish I could film that shit.
Stand on my music.
Yep. Yeah, Chill Swerve, share with the people your take on South by Southwest recently.
Yeah, South by Southwest, it was a dope event, man. It was a lot of networking going on, a lot of events everywhere. I mean, you know, people was here and there. I don't know how big it was prior to, time before, but because I wasn't there.
I'm going to tell you, the unofficial events that all the independent stuff that everybody was going to, were bigger than the official ones because a lot of people canceled out. So big ones, they have the big tents, they have the big outdoor concert and everybody trying to get in. None of that.
Right.
It was where we went the unofficial Southwest was popping. The official one was good.
Yeah, we went to an event, I think, out at Soho. They had a nice event that on that Saturday or Sunday out there, one of those days, and they had a big-ass crowd out there. It was dope, man. I got a chance to bump shoulders with Chris Gotti out there, did some work, met him before, he was out at an event, and we brushed shoulders. That was nice to be able to see some, people working.
See them in the mix.
Definitely a lot of seeds while I was out there, though, man. I took it very serious when I meet people and have every chance to plant my seed. I'm putting cards out here. I'm planting, put my CDs. I'm old school, man. I'm from pop your trunk, man. Pull your CD out. Have your paper ready to tag up the city.
People forget about those days.
Yeah, McDonald's still does commercials. So they still do what they did, how to get it, And Master P demonstrated that, all of them, jumping out and just bum rushing people. There's nothing wrong with that. That's grassroots marketing. So I salute you on that. Now, what was the name of that studio we was at? Was it called Live Studio?
Light Sound Studio.
Yeah, Light Sound Studio. That was lit. Salute to the Light Sound Studio.
Definitely.
It's right there off of the 85? Or the 35 freeway?
Yeah.
Probably
about
in
5
Austin.
Where everything going on.
Yep. They got a nice hookup. They even got a nice back patio where people can perform. Great security.
On the outside,
Because shit happens. And so they even let me walk in with my pistol. So I was loving it.
I'm about to say that. OG Mac Drama, you fucked me up. I seen a strap on you. I said, God damn, OG come in here and ain't playing no games.
Hey, man, I've been shot 9 times and kidnapped 3 times. If they don't let me bring my pistol or my bodyguards or somebody can sneak it in, I don't go in. The best person who can protect my life is myself. That's how I feel.
What about me, man? I saved your ass how many times?
Oh, yeah. Well, Matt, I'm not talking about you. You're like, you guard me, I guard you. I saved your ass, too. That's my brother right there. Matty's hella cool, and he's hella connected, too, to him, I got plugged to Akon's camp. And, Matty, he got major, major connections. I'm known at a certain level, but Matty could get into that creme of the creme level. They hate me up there, but Matty gets there. I don't know why they.
Yeah, I'm a pretty white boy, man. Okay.
Yeah.
yo, CS. I'm gonna call you CS from now on. I know. I'm gonna call you C Swerve. Anyway, where you from?
Now, I'm originally from Maryland, man. Fredericksburg, Maryland. From a small town, area code 754-410, man. Big heavy on that, but Maryland and Delaware are both of my like areas because my mom was from Delaware, my dad's from Maryland, so they so close that Maryland.
You don't ever meet nobody from Delaware, man.
Rel Jervis from Maryland.
Oh yeah, he's from
Delaware,
from Delaware, yeah. But he hung out with Chili all the time.
I went down there and we saw the license plate and it said Delaware, the first state. We're like, man, what the fuck are we doing here? And Tex, like, I told you we should have brought security. We were driving into Yukon, man. But yeah, Rel got that fucking first spot on the floor, man. And then he fucked us over. Just like you were saying, OG, when you're saying people come in, you make them stars, then they leave. But
yes,
give them a year, give them 2 years, they'll be crawling their ass back, dude.
Crawl the ass back.
Look at me and Brick Squad, right? Nigga. Perfect example. None of us talking
anymore.
Hey, listen.
Like I was saying.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like in certain parts of Maryland and Delaware that's so close, you can get to like Maryland and Delaware like less than 15 minutes. You know what I mean? So like some people think, you know, it's different parts of Delaware. You got up north. Where
but that's
like
Annapolis, Maryland, right? It's not by Baltimore.
Nah, see, like Maryland on the Eastern Shore, we 2 hours and a half from Baltimore. We on the lower DMV. Mm-hmm. See, we really the DMV.
But Maryland is big.
I ain't gonna start that battle tonight, but we really the DMV. You gotta understand what's going on. Delaware, the first state.
It's like
Maryland,
Sacramento's really the Bay area, but they say it's not. It is. They got the same swag, same style. Then we're within proximity to one another. Happy. It's like Phoenix and LA and Vegas. We got the same swag, but everybody say we're unique. Remember? You go to Phoenix, it's like being LA. You go to Vegas, it's like being LA. It's all the same. Now, how did you get the name Swerve? Were you, like, swerving in traffic?
I played a little basketball in my time. I ain't going to lie. That's really where I got the name from. I used to have this. I had one of the illest spin moves. It's like I don't care what kind of defense you had in front of me, man. I was going to get to that basket. And
basketball.
I mean,
okay. All right.
Yeah, that's really where I got the name
ball,
from. Yeah,
and you sure do like me. That's amazing.
Yeah, we hoop from my area. It's nothing but hoopers from my area. You know what I mean? Some cats that went pro, you know,
it's like Philly.
Some he's like, yeah, they get drafted from my area.
Oh wow.
Yo. Okay, so as a basketball player as well, I used to play in high school. What's the move like? You fake to the left, go to the right. What do you do? Right to left.
I don't play basketball.
And move. Well, actually, I don't even want to ask him because everyone's going to know his move.
Like,
I'm one of the few black men that don't play basketball. I hate the game.
I would look at the circumstance, man, and it was just like footwork, man. Like, it was the Euro step before the Euro step, if you know what I mean.
Oh, shit. I get you. I know the Euro step.
I don't know.
Yeah. In a sense, you know what I mean? Like, I could really spin and split the defenders without traveling, and I was ambidextrous. I'm lefty or righty, so I pick and choose which way I want to go.
Oh, you lucky. I had to work on my left, man. I had to work on my left. Then I started being able to, because I'm right-handed, started being able to shoot three-pointers with my left. Anyways, one day I was in, talking about the swerve, I was in a basketball game. I think it was community league or some shit. And I went, I dribbled behind my back and went up. And the ref called a foul on me because he ain't never seen that before. And my coach is yelling at him, yo, what's that foul for? He's like, well, I've never seen that move before. He's like, it's just a foul. That's just a foul. And then my coach got a technical foul because he didn't dribble. He didn't do shit. He just put the ball behind his back, and I've never seen that.
He did one of them inner-city brother moves.
So this is what I'm talking about, the swerve. This is
so pretty
is
they got to call something, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know how that shit is when that move's so pretty, they gotta call something. It's like ain't no way he did.
Yeah,
that
they're
shit.
Like, what's happening, man? It's gotta.
I know that
jump.
when we speak ballers go to some preppy place and they do the moves, they always complain. They're getting aggressive, man. That's how they play ball.
Yeah.
I know that much. I mean, I like watching basketball, but you can't ask me nothing about the game. I remember I just moved from the West Coast to the East Coast, and first we landed in Pennsylvania, in Philly. And so I was there for a couple months, got kicked out of school, so we went to Jersey. And I landed in Jersey at Seton Hall Prep. And they thought I was from Philly. The coach and all of them came right to when my mom was enrolling me. Hey, you play basketball? I was like, no. They're like, what? They look at me like, what kind of black kid are you? You don't play basketball? I said, no, but I swim. I do hockey. I do tennis. I do track and field.
what kind of black man swing? What kind of black man plays hard?
Okay.
That's
I do rugby.
I skydive?
He looked at me like I was some type of alien.
Hey, that's hard. That's hard.
Yeah.
Hey, Maddie, I got a question for you while we on here. You still got it?
Sorry?
You still got it?
Still got it on the courts.
Yo, honestly, I will. I'll never sit down for the challenge, man. But I need a couple of practice shots, and then I'm down. I'm sure you'll whoop my ass, but you know I'm only 5'10". So shit.
Maddie, he's the second highest. He's not tall.
Yeah, I'm a shooter now, man.
How tall are you, CEO?
Shooting guard. That's what I was, man. 18
man.
In a row one day from 3.
CEO, how tall are you, sir?
It's a volleyball.
5'9"
Yeah, that's pretty same height as me.
Okay,
yeah.
Next time we hook
forward,
up, when we hook up, yo, we on. We're gonna play some basketball, man. Let's try to hit up Rutgers, man. Get our asses real worked up.
Hey, Maddie, believe it or not, man, I used to hit the block with them six footers, man. I was a forward, man. I used to make them upset with me because I could get so high, you know, at being so short. You're off, you know, just get off the ground. They so, you know what I'm saying. Either you gonna foul me, or you gonna block it clear.
Yeah, no doubt. But you know they say white man can't jump. In this case, I can jump pretty high, but if you play forward at 5'9", man, you can jump. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, that's my thing, man. I ain't gonna lie. I will say this. I was probably one of some of the best of forwards that came through my area. I'm not saying I'm the best, but I'm one of the ones that was, you know, they remember me. They remember me. You know what I mean?
That's all you
they
do,
remember.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next time I see you, we'll get old Gio over there on the court too. Let's see if
man,
you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
foul you.
I'm gonna
foul you. Some
O'Neal free throws, man.
I'm gonna travel.
We gotta do a celebrity game.
Yo, actually, OG,
probably,
what was that football game? OG,
I probably that's 5 minutes
ago. Football game?
Huh?
OG, what was that celebrity game we got invited to? Was that soccer or football?
Football, American football. That's what I like. Football, American football.
Yeah, we went to L.A., yeah. That was a long minute ago, man. That was
That's
like,
where, we with Jackie
I
Christie and my homegirl from Basketball
too.
Wives. She's my homegirl. We grew up together. Her husband and all
that. That was a good time, actually, man.
Yeah.
Football field, OG.
Huh?
I played that in on the football, too. I ain't going to lie. I could hit hard. I would hit hard.
My favorite sport, though, playing sports, is baseball. I used to play second field.
You say tennis, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, I was going to tennis. Tennis game. But baseball.
Yeah,
yeah,
see, y'all got
me. Baseball. I could see you playing baseball, man, for real. Talking shit on first base, like, for real.
That's good.
Yeah, y'all got me on the mother sports. I ain't saying I can't play them, but those wasn't my specialties. I played a
little
track.
Trying like an athlete, man.
And I was a sprinter on track and field. I got my varsity letter. And I was a swimmer, too. I was a diver for my school.
What you know about that shot put, though? That's where I was at. What you know about that shot put, though?
I played it before.
Oh, dude, I used to do that in junior high, man. Part of track
and
field.
On the track and field,
I
that and four by
you got to be a big dude for that.
20 pounds back then. Yeah, now I can toss that bitch. I'm almost 200 now. It's like pure muscle. I could toss that bitch into the crowd. I probably missed straight up. And
little,
you know what was that? That
front
swinging
looking,
caveman
guys.
What was the swinging one, man? You know, you turn around with a chain and you swing.
Oh, the disc.
Yeah, that I was. About.
Yo, okay, so it's an Olympic sport, man. You swing, like, this chain with a ball on the end of it.
Yeah, you go around.
Ball, and you flip around.
Then you throw it.
I used to do that, too. Triple jump was my key, though. That was the best. And long jump.
I
went to high school. They made you play that shit. Made you play track and field. We were, like, one in the city. You had to do it or else.
And
I
tried to
run
do long
shit.
Distance running, but I just couldn't
Fuck
do it.
That.
I was hurt.
As long as you can run away from the clock, man, you set.
Exactly. So that's what I did. When I played football, I was running back. I was quick.
Yeah,
I got to
right,
people because
right.
I don't like to get no one tackle me because I hate pain.
Right.
I have to be fast. Now, Swervin, I got a question for you, brother. Thank you for enlightening us on how you got your name. So what led you down this path? You know, into music, hip hop.
Well, back in the day, man, my dad and my godfather, man, they used to do the little DJ thing, man. And we from the country, man. My part of Maryland, we country boys, man. So it's like, it ain't really much hope. You either gonna work, you know what I'm saying? You either gonna hustle, or you either gonna get caught up one way or another. So, me knowing that, it started with me trying to do like. DJ, you know, I was trying to do the DJ thing, and it really just wasn't, you know, it was like me trying to do it because my dad did it, not because I really want to do it. But
your dad was a DJ?
Yeah, my dad and him used to DJ, you know, little discos, you know, back in our area and stuff like that, you know, when I was a little kid,
cool.
You know.
That's dope, man. That's a cool way to stick together, for sure.
In those days, the wives would hang out with the husband because they didn't want them flirting around.
So I come from that era right there.
It's like a
you know,
social club thing.
Yeah, shit was real, man. And I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, man. One day, my cousin, he could sing real good, and I was like, man, shit, I'm going to figure out a way. You know, we weren't fortunate enough to have studios and shit like that, so I had a little dual cassette. And I bought all these blank CDs, blank tapes, you know, because, of course, we had tape cassettes at the time. So I record my take on one side, you know. Actually had the instrumental on one tape. Then I got to put it on the other side to play the instrumental to get my verse on it now. So now,
That's real work.
That's how we started. You know what I mean? It started right in my grandmom's house, man. And it really was a thing that I just never
started
let go, man.
Started in the kitchen over here.
I heard my grandma, she was a preacher, man, like living under the roof with a preacher and stuff like that. When you hear your grandma say, man, you know, you could be, you know, good at this, you know, keep going. That was something like I'll never forget. And
inspirational.
Yeah, when your grandma says that shit, you got to run with that.
My grandma in church, but she could see the talent. She never judged that, and she never tried to stop me from doing that in her household, even though she was, you know, a godly-fearing woman. You know what I'm saying?
My grandmother smokes weed.
Yeah.
Hey,
grandma's right here. You want to meet her?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Hey, Granny, watch this. Granny, come here. They call her OG Granny.
Okay.
Granny, come here. Come here.
This
come
legendary
here,
shit, right?
Granny.
Just listen, man.
Man, look, she able to do all that smoke. She stay hot. You should keep with Snoop Dogg. Here, we got new artists. Say hi.
Hey, OG Granny.
Good motherfucker. Hello, Shabani. Anybody? It's OG Granny. How you doing, CEO Firm? I heard you a good rapper. What the fuck you doing fuck with my grandson, OG Mad Drama? He's a no-good motherfucker. Give me the phone, Granny.
Sorry about that.
Welcome to the show, homie.
Yo,
Granny, Joe Garvey, I love him, man. Give her a kiss on the cheek.
Hey, CEO, that's the character I developed on another radio show I did called Turn Up Tuesdays, and Granny would go to these have conference calls. Niggas would try to holler at her.
Yo, shut up, for real. Oh, dude, that's priceless, man.
Granny hard though, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Granny.
Hey, Granny hard as hell, man.
Let me give you the background. So, Granny won the Powerball, $300 million, and allegedly, I stole it. Allegedly.
Oh man!
She's always in the casinos, and Grandpa with her too, but he's always quiet. So Granny's came back from Vegas. She always tell people that I'm trying to kill her and take all her money, and she be telling people, "Take me from OG Mac Drama, you gonna kill me." Hey, my girlfriend kids, listen, my girlfriend kids, when I'm talking to her, they would say, can we speak to OG Granny? I kid you not.
Right. No, that's hard.
Surprised with that one, huh?
OG, fuck me up, OG. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah,
that's
we
hard.
Have fun line here. Is it serious? Not too serious. But whatever we do, we speak our mind. And we don't care who feels we are. It is what it is. Like, Maddie is a stone-cold music critic because he knows music. I don't know shit about music.
Right.
I just produce it. You know, executive producer. He knows.
Right.
I mean, like when he's calling those, what you call them things, those rails, what you call that?
Rails?
Yeah.
Lacing?
I don't know what the fuck he meant. I was really asking for my own understanding.
Yeah. Okay, so Swerve, here's the deal. So there's OG who does basically management, and he does all his, like, well, I'd say management's kind of his lowest thing he does now. Like, the bottom, the least he works on. But the rest, he's a whole nother level. So I'm kind of the middle between OG and you. So you're the talent. And then also you obviously are smart as shit, so you know a bit about. But I'm kind of in the middle. I can't do what you do. Man, I wouldn't put a man, I avoid karaoke like a motherfucker. But I can tell you where you need to improve after you kick. I'm really not invited much to karaoke anymore. I'm like, you know, man, you should have hit this low bass right here and then chilled that out.
Yeah, he be breaking songs down.
Like, yo, man,
like, who listens to music like that?
Party,
I see, I listen to music because
I'm
like,
well, yo, but you could have done better.
I like the words. The lyrics.
Right.
Yeah,
not like,
it's good. It's good. The flow could be better, but, you know, she, yo, man, she's 15. It's a continuer. Like, honestly. Oh, okay.
Sometimes we be having some really important guests on here. He be dissing my man. That was all right. He could. I'm just mad at their guests, man. No, we so hard up. I don't rate them in. That's him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, yo, so OG is, well, you know, even David Lemon, I told you, man, he says, yo, sometimes I want to, like, reach across the desk and strangle some of these stupid bitches. So I, you know, I'm like, yo, OG, is this a guest or, like, you know, can I
VIP.
Be? But even then, I'm still kind of hard. You know how many times you've gotten to a fight? I was thinking about that episode you were talking about that. Do you remember when I went off on that dude just because you said,
yeah.
I think that might have been that one, man. The God of
Spam. Yeah,
he
got offended. He's like, what the fuck do you know about music?
Oh, yeah. He's like, what the fuck did you say?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say to me?
Yeah. That's
all right.
And then I went
out. No, man.
Like, yo, motherfucker, you a guest here. Maddie might be
yeah,
a motherfucker.
Swerve, you should come on this show more often, man, because I think you kind of get into the rhetoric real quick with OG.
Yes,
and I.
Sir.
Like, we crazy with it, man. We fucking crazy with it.
I love it, bro. We great. We're
come on more often, man. Come on more often.
Yeah.
I second that. And Maddie don't be inviting no one to that. That's why I'm tripping. I'm like, what? Okay. You make a good impression.
Yeah, no, you're right,
that.
Man. You know when you got those dreamy eyes?
You know,
and
you Matt,
you
haven't heard his
time?
Music yet.
You're right about that, dog. You're right.
We got some hands raised up. People listening, streaming, if you want to join in on the conversation, you could go in the chat room. I don't go in there, but y'all can talk. Or you could call 347-633-9588. You must press 1 to talk. Por favor, si quiere practicar con nosotros, llama 347-633. 9531-8 en el primer número uno si quiere hablar con nosotros. Ya tú sabes. Anyway, I got 3 songs of yours up here on Swerve. So
yes,
which
sir.
One you want me to play first? I got Swerve, CEO Swerve, I'm Outside. I got Kiki, Big Tanko, Run 'em Down. And I got CEO Swerve, Swerving.
You can play that Swerving.
Okay. So how we do it here... I'll say, bring it on. You just announce your track. Go ahead, bring it on.
Yeah. Everybody listening, this that new Swerve CEO. It's called Swerving. I'm about to swerve through the city a little bit. It's dropping on my project called King of the City. It's on the way. You can go ahead and drop that.
Let's get it.
Circle the block and a black suburban. I'm lurking, I see the ops, I'ma leave them hurting. I'm serving, got me a bag, about to make me a purchase. She worth it, she get what she want, cause she deserves it. Swerving, working, sunshine like bourbon. Champion, presidential, full up in black bourbon. I shoot my shot like I'm Kirby. Boom, miss, cause my aim good. Bang out in any hood. I got my stripes and credentials. I see a op, I give them full attention. Spin the wheel like I'm Bob Barker. Give them the full attention. I got some shooters that's on go. Move around if I say so. You ain't know I'm a stepper. I never fold under pressure. I'm swerving, soaking the block and a black suburban. I'm lurking, I see the ops. I'ma leave them hurting. I'm serving, got me a bag, about to make me a purchase. She worth it, she get what she want, cause she deserves it.
Birdtown, where I'm from. Best believe I'ma rep that. Body bag or money bag, that could be your access. We strong like I'm farming. Different strain like in Oregon. Nuggets heavy like in Denver. Numbers low like a foreigner. Kill the game on a daily basis. No need for a coroner. My shorty, she bad. And she know how to run it out.
She good with a double up. License wife to keep that thing up. What you see is what you get. Baby girl, I'm a gangster. I'm swerving, circle the block in a black Suburban. I'm lurking, I see the ops. I'm a lead, I'm hurting, I'm serving. Got me a bag, about to make me a purchase. She worth it, she get what she wants, cause she deserves it. I'm swerving, circle the block.
One of them, you know, gangsters moving silent. That's how you be, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What do you think, Maddie?
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Okay, so we have a new friend who I love, CEO Swerve.
Right.
And he's a guest, but I'm going to tell you what I think. So you start off slow, right? And then the tempo picks up. I'm swerving. Then it gets a little quicker. And then I just was waiting for, after the second swerving, slow swerving, uh-huh. I wanted to go, swerve. And then it goes back into the rest. Like, fast. That would have been dope. Can you rap fast? I mean, I can.
Yes. I got full control over that joint to be able to, whatever, with like all that, you know, everything producing in-house, you know what I mean? So I got to be able to
That would have been dope. See, that song, music is all about my opinion. Like I said, I don't make music, so this is just Maddie M's opinion. But music's about switching up the game and the whole thing. But I loved how the beginning turns, it was slow, and then it got quicker, and then it got quicker. And then it was perfect average in the middle, and then I just wanted, after the second swerving, the bridge, to be just quick as shit, and then ended with swerving, and then fading out. But yeah, I like the shot, man. I like the lyrics, dog, for real.
I appreciate
your time
that,
is now.
I do. You hear me? I appreciate it from the, like I said, from your perspective, because again, you know, you're listening to it. You know what I mean? Like you're not in the driver's seat with me when I'm riding and, you know, constructing this thing. So like, I take it seriously when you talking or when anybody's talking. You know, I will say 100%, I do stand behind my music because it's one, you know, it's real and it's authentic. And again, it's original and it's in house, so I treat it with the most respect possible. But I do accept.
No, but I have a feeling the next two songs we're gonna hear is gonna make my moot or my point moot.
Oh so, yeah, we're gonna take it out.
I like it, man. You all good.
Yeah, this is all right. So we take it outside for a minute. You know, I think this right here is gonna be the summertime anthem. I've been able to perform this joint at a few venues all over, from Atlanta. You know, I done been to New York. I done been up to Ohio. Big shout out to Ohio, man, too. I got some hitters out there in Mansfield, and we got some shows coming up at Ashland, Ohio. Big shout out to them while I'm talking on it, you know. But with that being said, I've been able to bless that area and these areas with that song, and everybody's been able to sing the song with me before they hear it. And
the lyrics are simple, so it's very catchy.
Can I interrupt you, gentlemen? Sorry. If you think, I don't even have to hear it. If you believe as an artist in your own work, obviously you do, that this is going to be the next summer song, you need to make a video for this next one that I haven't heard yet ASAP, because second quarter is coming up real quick, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well,
it's here. It's summertime, it's man. Where you guys are at, it's a lot hotter than it is up here. So you got to get that out if you love it. So let's
move April. April starts in a few hours.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, which one you want to go for next?
Let's lock and load, man. We're going to get into this joint, man. It's called Outside. You know what I mean? Okay. Swerve CEO, we outside all summer, all season. King of the City, it's on the way.
So this
go.
Is the summer one you want,
let's
right?
Get it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it.
Been the type to run it high.
No.
If I ever get that call, yes, I'm a ride.
Yeah.
And I always keep the heater by my side. If you really got a problem, I'm outside.
Niggas really got a problem, well get them words off your chest then. I ain't never been a scared type, been going hard on my damn life. If I ever get the call, you gon' need you an army, nigga. And if I ever get the ball, kill the game like Giannis did him. Front side when I take over, I'm locked in so the game over. Stands 30, I ain't never folding. The way it's going, feel like I'm chosen. My mentality is like Kobe. Before I die, make sure they go with me. Everything that I'm saying now, one day they gon' quote me.
I ain't never been type to run it high.
No.
If I ever get that call, yes, I'm a ride.
Yeah.
And I always keep the heater by my side. If you really got a problem, I'm outside.
If it ain't about the money, call the nine. Call the nine. If we not on the same page, we gon' collide. We gon' collide. I'm probably out in the city, I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind. Out of town doing shows, I'm outside. I'm outside. I'm outside. Long days in the bando, had dreams driving Lambos, took things on a different level. Y'all fatigued like camo. Made man, how they gon' hold me? One-on-one, how they gon' hold me? Most of you dudes owe me. Washed up in the way with it. You can put your pride to the side. Pride, I can show you the way, nigga. When they hating on you, don't matter though. Still show you how to get paid, nigga. Came from the bottom, same nigga. See, the only difference is the plan bigger. I stick to the plan, no switching. I don't see no real competition.
I ain't never been the type to run it high.
No.
If I ever get that call, yes, I'm a ride.
Yeah.
And I always keep the heater by my side. If you really got a problem, I'm outside.
If it ain't about the money, call the nine. Call the nine. If we not on the same page, we gon' collide. We gon' collide. I'm probably out in the city, I'm on my grind. I'm on my grind. Out of town doing shows, I'm outside. I'm outside.
I'm outside.
Okay, you got to understand my age, man. Like, I'm 40. So back in the day when we were partying, man, you listened to Lil Jon and that shit, right? Like, and they had hits like this. I like that because what OG said previously was that, you know, it's some catchy thing. But what I like about it is that you have way more confidence on this one. And so you switched up. Remember I said last time, the last track, that what I was going to say in the last track would be a moot point for this track? And, yeah, it turned out being a moot point. So you actually, yeah, you can flip it up like crazy. As
yes,
long
sir.
As you have a good remaster, man, get that bass done where it's needed, right? In, you know what I'm saying, right? Right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. As long as you get that bass done perfectly, I love this track, man. I love this track. And I think even a little high tones, if you can get it done, if you have a remaster, I don't know if you have one on budget, but I mean, not budget, but on cue. It's always good. Yeah. Every artist, here's the OG hip hop moment or OG power talk moment. Every artist, I don't care if they're working out their backyard or their garage or in their mama's basement, find the best remaster in your city. But yo, I think that's a hit, man. That's a hit.
I thank you, bro. I can't wait till you get a chance to see me like really perform it too, because you're gonna feel it different. Like hearing the music.
I can't wait, man.
You see the image that
some probation shit right now. So I told OG already that I was asking OG. I was listening to your dates that you heading out of town to New York and Miami and shit. I got more than enough money to do that. So as soon as I get the sign off from my probation officer, I'll be heading down for these events. So I hope I see you there too, sir. But that track,
you will.
Just remember to amplify that shit and don't, like, make sure it's not shrill. Just make sure that, I don't know, you don't do many ads.
Oh, when he's live, he's very amplified.
Yeah, it's different.
Sorry, you can talk for the rest of the show. I just really want to say something about that. When you hear it over the radio, OG's music system, which is like everything over the internet, it's not like what you would hear in real life, right? So
understood.
I think OG could send you my information. Everything's at mattymanagement@gmail.com. And then you can just go on Twitter and find me at mattymanagement. Send me some stuff and I'll listen to them like for real. Like, so where it's real music, like it's actually not faded out. And that track's dope, man. It reminds me of the good old days.
I appreciate that, man.
When we were having fun, dude. Yeah, you gotta make it. You gotta make a video for that.
When I'm
and quick.
Swerve.
Yeah.
Using Maddie don't say shit during this show except about the Miz and he shuts the fuck up. I do all the talking. He done took over the show. You called my homie to take over the show. This is Power Talk with OG Maddie.
Big shout out to Maddie, man. He's doing his thing, though.
Yeah.
For real, though. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, keep in touch, Swerve, man.
No, when he likes something, he gets
Maddie
to be on it. So thank you for that, because half the time Maddie's on the air, this is out of respect for me, because I don't like doing this by myself, you know?
Understood.
Yeah.
Usually we're talking shit. He be so bored we argue, cuss at each other. Fuck you. We go at it. People be like, what the hell?
I'm going to get in touch. Hey, one last second. I'm going to get in touch with you over email, over discussed later, and we can always change everything. Anyways, okay, next song. The second one, what's it called again? Because I got a hall. No, what's the last
one? I'm outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to holler at my friends and tell them this shit. You better get it up, but get a video on that one, dude.
And
make it classy, too.
You should do one with Swerving with you in traffic. Get a Swerving through traffic. That'd be dope. That's how I drive.
Oh, hey,
how do I drive?
Why don't you put one of your moves? Yo, make half of that video.
Maddie, how do I drive?
On the basketball court. No, me. I want to see the Swerve, man. I want to see it like in person before I see him in person.
Oh, the basketball thing. Oh, yeah. Swerve.
Yeah, he could put a little piece in the video of the Swerve.
But he could do both. Breaking ankles, basketball court,
man.
Swerve in the car. How about that?
Yeah,
I love how OG's first thing, you swerve in the car, yeah. That's what we do. We're hip-hop famous, man. What do you think?
You know, we be driving mad.
I want to see that swerve move, though.
Let's get it.
The next one is, hey, you know, that's my nickname, Kiki or Kiko. So say it.
No, it's not Kai.
What do you mean?
Kai.
Your nickname, Kiki?
Yeah.
Oh,
this joke
dude,
right
I got
here.
You for life, man.
This not
the
even
Latinos
me,
Latinos call me
OG,
Kiko. The brothers and sisters call me Kike.
Yeah, this joint right here, I wanted to show some love to my son, man. My son is an up-and-coming artist, man. I'm about to put the house on him.
His name is Big Tank.
Yeah, his name is Big Tanko. Kaka is what we call him. Yeah. but this joint is called Run 'Em Down.
Run 'Em Down.
And like, I just want to say this before we get started, man. Like, big shout out to Big Tanko, you know what I'm saying? Because it's hard when you out here, you know, the pressures of having a dad like me with the lifestyle I'm having and kids having to adjust to that. Like, you know, he's overcoming a lot of depression and things that he's been dealing with. And I, you know, we got commercial music, but there's times when he comes in here and he just need to let loose. And as a dad, I had to learn, like, man, don't be so hard on him. Let him let his, you know, music was therapy for me. So allow him to do what he got to do, even if it's not what I want
to
hear.
You're lucky because my kids don't want nothing to do with me in the music business. I'm not allowed to be Mac Drama. I can't wear my turban. I got to be a square veer. I can be square. Poppy, don't tell him what you do. Tell me you're a lawyer or something. I swear to God.
No, well, look, big up on Big Tanko, man. Big up,
yeah, man.
Tanko,
I was on tour, man, and he was on tour.
I'm gonna say what up, even though he don't know me.
He been out here for a while, man. He deserves his just due, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad it's over. He just turned 18, you know, and like I say, he just overcame the, you know, depression and a lot of different things. I ain't trying to put his business out there, but that's my son, and we got you, son. You know what I'm saying? This right
here.
Well,
he got his dad with you. He got his dad and mom, so he's all right.
Yeah, yeah. He got the big dog with him, for real.
All kids go through depression,
but,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's got new friends now.
This joint called Run 'Em Down, man, and this is just a little taste of what, you know, how he, you know, how he can run a beat, but just listen at the words for me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
listen,
I'm going to tell you something. Hey, your wife isn't listening, is she?
No. We
hey, this is how you can get some of your, rid of your kids' depression. Take them down to Mexico and go to one of them, you know, places where the ladies are at. You dig? Let him release his frustration.
Yo, so Swerve, he has 21 kids, man. He has 21 kids. So how many do you think he actually did that to, man? For real.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Granddaddy.
Only one. Only one of my sons is crazy like me. The rest, my kids. My kids are straight up nerd drill.
Yeah, no, your kids are, you're dope, man.
That's real dope. Me, by the way. Like I said, it's amazing, man. It keep me going. It keep me going knowing, you know, when you look at him, you see me. He look just like me. Like it's like crazy, bro. Like when you sit, like, honestly, OG, man,
you guys
I can't see
track
if you walk in the room. Yeah, it's right there, yeah.
Oh, this one.
It's
okay.
Right here, man.
Okay, well, let's get it.
Run them down.
Anyway,
hey, yo, this is High Car.
There's nothing
big,
like being a mentor,
go,
man.
Run them down. Right. Let's get it. Freaking
yes,
him
sir.
And his dad, CEO Swerving. Father and son duo. Duet. Let's get it. Duo.
Nah, that's all him. That's all him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Tanko. Go, 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 go. Big book. Shit down. I'm serving pounds in a toe tag shit, knock him straight out of bounds. Gave balls to my dog, he ain't never getting found. Had his ass with a Glock, take a trip out of town. Lay late, we walk down, lay we down. Tell him ain't shit funny, I ain't never been a clown. They ain't showing me the way, I ain't never turn around. Put a Glock on his ass, that's still on the ground. Had to tell him I ain't playing, that's still on the shirt. Bitch playing with my heart, but it still never hurt. Try to tell Bo chill, but he still from work. Oh, it's time for a mission, take a head for the perk. In the school, in the office, like I'm fucking on the clerk. Nigga going back doors, got me feeling like I'm dirt. This op, nigga, bitch, I ain't taking on my shirt. Snapper shoot 100 yards, I ain't playing in turf. Knowing I'ma go get her, put my head in first. Spin a bag with my dog, put my bread in first. Dead smoke, we gon' spin in the dead in first. I put it in the mouth, but it slid in first. First drop on the street and this shit go crazy. I ain't hear what you said, took a half on the bag. I don't scream SOS, I don't need a nigga save. Moving slow by myself, I don't need a bitch lead. Doing good by myself, I don't need a bitch play. Try to stay out of shit, but the street shit made. Throw a dot on the field, make me feel like break. Man, the streets nigga tell him and they still get shade. Throw a dot on the field, man, the shit feel good. I be rapping like I'm famous, but I'm still in the hood. I call my niggas if bro won't do it. I pull that trigger if bro won't shoot. That nigga had told, I told. He could put in a pack, I wrote. Say I wasn't gonna slide, I showed. Get a drop, then you know the game go. Said what I heard they dissing. Dipping back, I heard they missing. Told them and they ain't listen. On God, they jumping fences. So the op know what we on. On God, we smoking strong. Put him up in the bone. I'm always right, no wrong. Yeah, yeah. Said I'm always right, no wrong. Yeah, yeah. Said I'm always right, no wrong. Nigga running shit down. I'm serving pounds in the toe tag shit. Knock him straight out of bounds. Gave balls to my dog, he ain't never getting found. Hit his ass with a Glock. Take a trip out of town. Lay him late, we up there. Lay we down. Tell him ain't shit funny. I ain't never been a clown. They ain't showing me the way. I ain't never turn around. Put a Glock.
that, that's still on the ground. Nigga running shit down. I'm serving pounds in the tool tat shit. Knock him straight out of bounds. Gave balls to my dog, he ain't never getting found. Had his ass with a glide, take a trip out of town. Damn, lay we up, damn, lay we down. Tell him ain't shit funny, I ain't never been a clown. They ain't showing me the way, I ain't never turn around. Put a Glock on his ass, that's still on the ground. Just say it's smoke, then we go scoping him. This FF in the open him. Walk in the spot with all my drops and know that I be closing. Know I'm thugging by myself, so you can't tell me you ain't noticed. We shoot the headshot or know that you can't get your shoulder. Going hard like my dad, nigga you was going out sad. Nigga you was going out bad, you was doing real bad. They tried to jump what I had, put back, put 10 in the gas. Hellcat doing like 100 up on 90 when I'm in the road. Money in that cell, just know he solid cause he never told. I was just broke, broke as a bitch, I ain't worried about a bitch, I was worried about a lick. Pulling up in the Hummer, I was working all summer, I was working real hard, dropping 10 on the fist. See, fuck with you rapping, you know that I'm stepping, a nigga ain't never gonna say I'm a jit. And bro keep whipping like 10 in them bowls in the trap, on God, we just trying to get rich. I was a young nigga playing with the ball in the school, I was mixing, the nigga try to act like a fool. Drop the op, you know we ain't keeping it cool, and we get the drop on the op, make a move. Young nigga pulling up, skirting off in the Hellcat. Call on the phone, I ain't passing them cell. Run a rubber on the street, you can tell me you can smell that. Rat in the streets, now I'm knowing you can tell that.
Hey, your son sounds better than you.
That's all good. That's hey, listen. If it wasn't like that, I wouldn't even feel right. You know what I mean? Like
exactly. I feel comfortable saying that.
Honorable. Like you said, man, that
he's hella skilled, and he has that voice, man. And he's hella talented, man.
Yeah, he's crazy, and his stage presence is there too, though. That's why I'm saying it's more than just rapping, like. Yeah, he got that package, man. It's different. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. You know, but that was just light. That was like, you know, something light. But mm-hmm. we just had did that, being honest. Like last night, man, I cut him loose. Okay. Told him, oh, let it out. Let's get it. You know what I mean?
That was filthy. I'm here. What'd you think, Maddie? Yeah.
Okay, I got a lot to say, boys. First of all, I remember he told us to listen to his lyrics, which I focused on.
Yes, sir.
And
I just enjoyed the song.
No, I know OG. OG's back in the – he has to do the whole show. He can't always listen to every word, but I did. And
yes, sir.
Okay, do you remember – you guys, do you remember that guy? Okay, first of all, the beat's perfect. Second, yep. He needs more emotion. He's got to get mad if he's mad and soft when he's soft. And then – but besides that, I can't remember the name for the life of me. It started with a T. Remember he made a whole album. He was kind of an R&B. We're talking about 15 years ago, 12, 15 years ago. It started with T.
Tremaine?
And he wrote an entire, No, he was like an R&B. He was a small little dude, like black dude. He was one of my favorites.
Was he black or white?
I mean black. And he wrote an entire album. Going from him basically being in – what the fuck is his name, man? I can't remember. Anyways, he wrote an entire album. The song
was it Tiny Tim?
Was a story that went to the next song, and then it went to the next song, and the whole album was him telling an entire story, which this is my OG Power Talk moment right now. For everybody who's listening, these albums that you tell the entire story, like a movie – through the entire, 12, 18 tracks, they still, that's gone.
Take him on the journey.
So it'd be cool. So this is what I think about your boy right now, is I think he could do that. He could make a whole album based on one long story. You know what I mean? And it involves the listeners, it involves him. I mean, it's a release for him, right? But
yes, sir.
I don't know. As soon as I find this guy, I'll text you guys, man. Because I have like three of his albums, man. But I just
can't
remember
Was his name Todd Bridges?
No, man. It started with a T, man. It was like he was a singer from the West Coast.
Oh, I know you're talking about Too Short.
Nah, man. Too Short, man. I met that dude, man. And you know what?
I met him too.
It's funny. He's like, bitch, this, bitch, that. But honestly, I met him, and honestly, I've never seen a guy. I mean, he treated women better than I did, for Christ's sake. He's like, thank you, bitch. He's like, oh, it's okay if you show her. No, but I'm saying, I think I'm really impressed with him.
He's a pimp.
And I think that he just needs more emotion because, you know, if you keep a monotone over a whole song, it doesn't really show exactly. So there's one thing in this world that you can break it down to timing, to beats, to lyrics, to everything. But at the end of the day, what actually hits the artist as well as the user is emotion. So people right. could see crying at certain points, right? Or laughing their ass off at certain points. They're like, fuck yeah, at certain points. You know what I mean? That's what music's all about. It's about hitting. And you know,
taking a person on a journey.
Yeah, you can't hit everybody up based on your feelings. But the point is, you can hit. I mean, there's so many people in this world, man. Like, I mean, OG
sometimes
and I thought,
music make people forget their feelings because they're going through a bad way. Yep.
Well, exactly, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's what, okay, not everyone's going to be a superstar, right?
Let me say
but
something.
While
no,
you're
no,
there.
Let me, forget superstar. Let me say something to you, CEO, and I think you,
yes,
could, you could digest this and receive this.
Yes, sir.
I had an epiphany about a year or two ago, and I told all the artists, I said, listen, hang that shit up about you wanting to be a star. You are not the star. The star
right.
is the audience. Okay, your fans,
right.
the consumers, they are the stars because they're going to you for entertainment. They want to feel special. They want to escape from something, reality. They want to have an experience that for that moment is magical. And your job is
exactly.
to deliver it. That's it.
That's
it.
You
want
to
rise and be big,
that?
Do that, and you will be, they will love you for life. You just want to sing them a song and all
the
that.
Point,
they're going to forget about you.
OG. I agree with you, and for the most part, actually, I was going to come at you for that, but you're right. A star. Okay, so I'm not a religious.
We know we put these artists on the VIP. No, the VIP should be the fucking fan spending all their hard-earned money to buy your damn punk ass concert ticket.
No, I get it. But at the same time, everybody changes, right? So their lives are all different. So if you can feel pain,
somebody.
We make
the artist
somebody,
feel too good.
I say the artist. I
you're
say,
doing a job.
You know what?
It's
I'm
your
gonna,
job, motherfucker.
I'm
like
going to go
driver.
Against that. I'm going to go against
job.
That. I'm going to say, no, the artist
bus drivers
is the
say they serve
you know
us.
Why?
Airline
no,
pilots.
You know why?
They serve us. You're a singer. Serve me,
stop.
Bitch.
No. But the airplane pilot can fucking fly you into a fucking mountain, can't he? So he's the fucking
star. And then my family sued the fuck out the airline. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, they're probably all. Grandma's gonna be on that plate with you, man. She'll probably live.
Oh, well. She'll probably survive because she smoked a lot of weed.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. She'll probably live. Just jump out of it. And like, oh, God.
You know, I would say.
No, what
say,
I'm saying.
Say you're in a plane crash, right? And it's dropping down to the ground. The last minute before it hit, just jump.
Yeah. You just gotta jump really. It's just like an elevator, man. Just jump really high at the last second, right? No, but I'm saying it takes a lot for a lot of artists if you're open, right? If you're open
yeah.
about your feelings, like it's got to be therapeutic for you first before even considering making money. Like it's got to be just for you.
Yeah,
and once that,
you mean,
people see that.
You know, it cracks me up when artists say, oh, I just did this in 5 minutes. That means you put nothing into it. You didn't put your soul,
exactly.
heart, sweat, and tears.
Right.
Yes, great piece. But it's empty. I can't stand people say, oh, I just did it in 5 minutes. I heard an album done in one day. What? I like the people who take years to do albums. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. It takes time to really and see, like, a lot of people, they so quick to, like, say, oh, I dropped the album. Like, do you really know what type of money it takes to drop an album? Are you crazy?
True.
You know what I mean? Slow yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, put some realistic goals together. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and give the business that's out there time to mature and to be passed around.
Yeah.
They just did a track last month. Now they're dropping something new. Motherfucker, no wonder no one's following you because you're not giving them time to enjoy what you got.
Right.
There's no consistency.
That's facts, man.
Okay.
Swerve,
we got a couple of people wanting to holler, so let me bring them up. And there's someone in your town.
Most
thank you for your patience.
Most
let me bring them on.
Most
443-597. state your name, where you calling from, and what's the business?
Yo, this is Kush Prinkle, man. What's going on, OG Mac?
What's up, man?
I mean, I've been here this whole time, bro, the whole podcast.
I know. What do you think about the artist, man?
Big
he
pain,
from your
bro.
Town.
Bro,
he 443 as well. He from
Maryland. Yeah, DMV. That far.
Definitely, man. We need to link, bro. We too close to not be connected.
What's up, bro? We can do that. You feel me? Just shoot me
over
there.
Tell him what you do, Chris Kringle. Tell him what you do.
Get it. Hey, I'm a rapper, too. You feel me? Rapper, songwriter, all of that. You feel me? I got a clothing line I'm pushing, too, and I'm about to drop soon.
What's the clothing line, man?
It's called Dirty World. You feel me? I got the logo.
Are you from the DMV,
LLC,
Chris?
All of that. I'm from Annapolis,
Maryland,
bro.
Send us,
I was
send
born,
us
born,
oh,
born
no,
in no,
California.
No, you
know why I said
that?
You sound like you're from the Bay.
Yeah, I was born in California, bro, but
okay,
my dad is from Annapolis.
Yeah,
you're right.
You sound like you're from the Bay. You don't sound like you're from Maryland. You only talk Baltimore. Yeah, I must say you lost that Maryland accent.
Yeah.
You don't sound like the Baltimore people no more. My mom lives in Randall's.
I was about to say
my sister lives in Pikesville, by the way.
I moved out there and shit, so, you know, it's different. You feel me?
Yeah. Hey, man, I appreciate you.
But
tune in and rock
with
me,
bro.
Man.
You got some shit with you.
I appreciate you, bro. Look, I tell you what, if you got a second, man, pull your phone out. Follow me at CEO Swerve on IG and hit me in the messenger. And when I get off this interview, I'm gonna follow up with you.
All right, I'm going to the Instagram now, bro. Say love.
I appreciate
he's a
you,
real
bro.
One.
For real, man.
I met him down
respect,
in
South by Southwest.
I met a lot of artists. Mm-hmm. I don't invite them all to my show. So they tell you it means something to me inviting them to my show. It's the truth.
Is
you should saw him
perform.
It was lit.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you hitting me with the text message, bro. You know I was going to tap in. You see me?
I appreciate it. Appreciate that, homie.
Hey,
how's the weather
CEO
out there?
Swerve.
Yes, sir.
Man, well, I'm not right now. It's snowing on the ground, but it's all good. I'm used
damn,
to it.
Snow.
I got to go to work at 5 in the morning, bro. I'm on this stuff.
Damn.
You said snowing in the DMV?
Nah, bro, I'm out here in Wisconsin. I moved out here to take care of my dog. I got a 5-year-old out here.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm about to
meet your baby. I like that, man.
Yeah, man, I had to come out here and handle my responsibilities.
Hey, let me tell you how cold it is. I can relate. It's cold here in Phoenix. Today, the high was fucking 84 degrees. That's freezing.
Man, go fuck
yourself, dog. Hey, man. I'm used to 120. That's cold. Shit. I had a jacket on.
Come
that's how cold
bro.
It was. That's
man,
crazy.
It
like,
was
your blood,
like,
your blood thins out. I should think these motherfuckers are crazy, too, when I moved here. Now I'm a crazy desert rat.
Bro, I ain't coming outside of here.
Damn,
all right,
that's
now we got someone from the 201 want to say something. 201-680, state your name, state your cause, and where you calling from?
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Game Over.
What's up? Nigga, Game, why you say he was on the phone?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I wait my turn, man. I'm patient. Patient is a virtue.
Hey, Maddie, let me introduce you to Game Over. I know Swerve knows him. Maddie, this nigga is an influencer. He's up there, and he's humble as pie. Humble as pie.
Well, he had his birthday, man.
That nigga was just sitting there with Clark. Man, you are not bougie. You are not pissy. You know, you down to earth, Game Over. I just want to say that's solid, man. You're a real one, bro. Another real one I met out there, man. Hey, are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I enjoyed the whole show. Yo, shout out to CEO Swerve. You know what I mean? Two tracks is bumping. Shout out to your son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep on pushing him. How you said, don't, like, you know what I mean? You ain't got to be aggressive with him. Just let him, how everybody else said, give him the therapy. Like, you feel me?
Most
let him just rock through it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure he love the music. Feel me? Throw it up.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? Shout out to Maddie. Yo, you know what I'm saying? You're a real one for really, like, you know what I'm saying? Listening to people and giving people advice. You know what I mean? Because that's what rappers need.
That,
like, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, shout out to Mac. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? You're a true gentleman.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? We had a great time, great experience.
Man, it was a, y'all made me South by Southwest experience for me fabulous. Because before that, I was like, this shit was, you know, was for the buzz. Because, you know, I was going for the main shit.
Game over,
you got to
get out here, bro. Get out here, come out here to Delaware, bro.
You already know we going to do something for sure, for sure. You already know that, dog.
Hey, game over. I'm going to be in New York on the 25th, man. I'm going to Missy's Blanco's party. So we got to get up, man.
Now, I was hearing that, so you know I was going to give you a call about that. Like, yo, what's up, man? You know what I mean? You come to the East Side, man, let me swing through. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man, Maddie, this man rolled out the red carpet, man. It was amazing.
Right.
It was amazing. With love. Some people do red carpet out of resentment. Well, this got something important. He did it with true love, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, you see, like, me, I'm humbled, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed to be alive. I already know, you know what I'm saying, the life that I live. You know what I mean? So, like, this music shit is just a passion. This is my business now. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is my label. So, yeah, I take it serious, but I'm humble with it because, like, what God could give, he could take. Like, you know what I'm saying? He could take your voice if he wants. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, we blessed with that, my nigga. So, everybody else that came, like, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be love. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love artists. I love people that's doing their thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love the experience of everybody having love and having that. Like, yo.
Yeah.
It was a dope. Like, it was a dope
time.
It was
no resentment, no hate, no. I got watched from the back. No. You know, sometimes it be like that. Motherfuckers be looking out hostility on another motherfucker. I just thought about that when you mentioned it. Yeah, it was nothing but love there, man. That's true.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So when I was walking down on 6th Avenue, I was telling people, it's weird. Them people down there were weirdos. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, usually South by Southwest is that comedy. Everybody's having a good time. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm so glad I got my gun on me.
But honestly, even with me downtown over there, like, you know what I'm saying? I went down there in the afternoon. The afternoon was a little better. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a crowd, but it was better. Everybody, like, you know, you have people working. You have people, like, you know what I'm saying, promoting. So that's what I'm on. I'm always on some network mode, like, you know what I mean? And then nighttime, I ain't going fun. We was rolling Tony D. Yeah, a couple of us were strapped too, so it is what it is, like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we was just going straight to the clubs, you know what I'm saying, popping them bottles and shit, you feel me? Like, we wasn't worried about the weirdos, man. Fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just living life right quick, you feel me? Word up.
Right. Hey,
you know what I mean? But,
I'm gonna bring on this young lady, a friend of mine. She's out of West Virginia, but she does a lot of stuff for out here on the West Coast. She keeps with all the West Coast artists out here, and she got a tour going on, and her name is Shelly. Me and her was on tour before.
Shelly,
one of our artists. I'm gonna bring her live. Hold on.
Okay.
She's been patient. What up, Shelly?
Hey guys, how's everybody doing?
Hey Shelly, what's up?
What's
going on?
Hey, you've been
doing the show, Shelly? I'm taking it all in. Yes, sir. Always love listening to you and Maddie, OG. You know, you guys make my Thursdays are great with you all. So,
thank you. Well, I'm going to introduce you to CEO Swerve and Game Over. CEO Swerve is an artist local mogul out there in on the East Coast in the DMV area. And Game Over is a marketer, influencer, promoter, brand ambassador.
Rapper. Rapper,
And rapper. So this one I want to ask you, Game Over. So are you like the spokesperson for Bel Air? How's that?
I'm with the team. I'm a brand ambassador for everything Rosé. So when it comes with that business, basically it's Bel Air. Is the bottles of bamboo of Lil Wayne, and it's the tequila of P. Diddy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We also, you know what I mean, represent rap snacks, you know what I mean, and cookies. You feel me?
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I'm coming with my own,
speaking of rap snacks, years ago, someone came to me with that, and I was like, man, that shit's whack. I swear to God. Yeah, me and my homie was talking about that. Remember the artist I said, yeah, now look at that shit. Yep.
Yeah, I'm still trying to put my name on one of those chips. I got a couple of ideas. Like, you feel me? Like, in my brain, I always have boss moves. I don't look at really, like, the small things of life. I'm like, all right, how can I jump on this shit real quick? Because I could give businesses ideas if I want. Like, you feel me? But I know how business is. I'm like, man, shit, fuck that. That shit costs now, nigga.
Do you know a lot of people over at Bad Boy?
You said who?
At Bad Boy. You know a lot of people over there?
Honestly, I would say, honestly, I don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but
honestly,
one of my early hosts is from Bad Boy. A producer friend of mine got signed by, what's the other brand that he gets? It starts with an R. What's it called?
You talking about Diddy?
Yeah, Diddy. He got, what's that shit called? It starts with an R.
What are you talking about?
Revolt?
Revolt.
Revolt TV. Yeah.
He's found one of my homie. He's a producer named Volcane. He lives in L.A. now. You ever meet him?
Yeah. Nah, I ain't never met him before.
Yeah. He should do all of Vita Rulers on production. That's a homie.
Who I deal with, like, you know what I'm saying, would be... like, my producers who I got on my end, you know what I'm saying, which they involved with, like, 300 and Rock Nation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's my little door, like, you know what I'm saying, where I could step in or like, if I could just write songs and give them. Like, I do songs, and I just be like, look, if y'all want them, you want them, but you know what I mean? Make sure it's just copywritten and that shit. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So you want synchronization there, huh?
Yeah. Like me, that's what I mean. I try to bust moves quick.
That's a good way to go, dude. That's a good way to go.
Yeah, because me, look, I honestly, you know, I've been like really, you know, I would say a foot in the game, like, you feel me? But understanding a lot. So me, understanding the business, the music is not where the money at. You can get money, but the music is not where it's at.
It's
so,
just a door
to merch,
to let
advertisers, it's featured.
Hell no.
Right.
Why do you think
OG and
I still alive?
It gets you through other positions, yep.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's
so,
good. Continue, sorry.
That's real. I can second that though. I can second that for real, because you know, without those type of things, you know, you make so much money.
It's the conversation,
like, I ain't even gonna lie. Game over. Like, you hit that on the head, because like just recently, less than a year ago, we started a T-shirt company out here, and just
so what's it called?
Let alone, it's East 11 T-shirt company. You know what I'm saying? And basically,
can you keep that one more time? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
East 11 T-shirt company.
East 11.
And,
okay.
Yes. And basically, we, you know, like I said, we're having merch now. You got in-house revenue. You know, residual revenue. Residual income coming in when you're moving around, or if you're an active artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people might not grab
your
music,
that revenue.
They might like your merch though. So now I look at it like this. I tell a lot of artists, I haven't dropped a record or a real campaign in over 5 years, just being honest with you. So when people booking me, what you think they booking me for? The image.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So it ain't really the music. It's just a compliment. It's a complimentary to have good music. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When you're able to step out on the stage, it's a complimentary thing. But then the person that you are, what you got that comes with you, that's where the value comes at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's a part of building
your
stock. And you absolutely right.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Sorry to interrupt you. I have my own clothing line. OG knows about it. It's called M.Clothing.
Okay?
Yeah, I got my own shit. People want this shit, but I'm having trouble finding, like, a cheap-ass distributor. Like, I don't want cheap-ass clothes, because that's not my fucking shit. So who do you use for your distributor?
Well, most of it, I'm going to be honest with you. I got a private distributor out of Chicago when I'm going large scale. But a lot of it is controlled right within here. You know, I got my own inventory and stock that we keep as well. So
but you got that inventory for a reason, right? So who's if you don't mind sharing, man, who's the guy you use out of Chicago?
I got textile connections over there Turkey and all that shit.
Yeah,
we can talk
those
about
are the best. If you could really get international, it's the best.
But what I'm saying. Yeah, well, I'm an artist, man. I'm an artist, and I have these designs and stuff like that. Like, I basically got high off coke one day and decided I was up, so I might as well start my own clothing line.
He ain't lying. And they see one person that actually did what they said. How many people be coke high and figure all the problems in the world and don't do shit?
Yo, shit, how do you think I started Maddie M Management, man? Fucking straight up. Man, the whole, I went and said what up to a dude one day. I mean, you know Dayon, OG.
Yeah.
I met Dayon in
and he's from Chicago?
Cigarette. Hi, fuck. Yeah, he's from Chicago, man. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to him lately. But anyways, I go up and I said, nice J's. And he says, okay. And so we hung up that night. He asked me the next day, hey, I got a proposition for you. And he's with Voodoo Spells, right? Grammy nominated for Ludacris's, and he says, I've got to ask you something. I said, first thing I said, I ain't giving you no money. He's like, no, I never seen a white boy with so much
but they know you're rich
in
that's
my
what
entire
thinking.
Life. Yeah, and he's like, you know, we need white boys, man, because they all, we need white boys. I've never seen one with so much swag. I'm like, yo, man, do you want the rest of this line? And then,
oh, yeah, Maddie's not one of the white boys.
Yeah, I'm definitely not.
Hey, when I go to Vegas, he picks me up in the only 7 Series BMW in the whole city. Limo stretch.
I think in all of North America, actually, man, tell you the truth. I don't know how I got that. Yo, that dude was German, too. I think we just made friends. Mm-hmm. The driver. We had him for like 3 days, didn't we? I had him on retainer for 3 days.
Me, you, and what's his name? What's his old name?
I wrote him. He didn't write me back. What's his name?
He slimmed up.
Under Taylor B, right?
No. Yeah, no. I'm talking about. Damn.
Yeah.
What's my old artist name?
Y'all motherfuckers be high as shit,
y'all. Nah, I got short-term memory loss. Yeah, but we'll be high and Vegas like a motherfucker.
Word up. You sound like my boy.
I'm sorry.
A Major D Star from Detroit.
Major D Star, that's it, man. Yeah, for real. Yeah, that was a fun night, man.
That nigga threw a party for his birthday like he was 50 Cent or Diddy himself. He went, man, that nigga Ray, I think he spent like about $100,000 to $200,000. Seriously.
Back John. When you're around, I'm always wore out by the time I get away from you. It's like,
what'd you
how
say?
Are you going so? I said, every time I'm around you, it's like, how are you going so hard? And I'm dying. I'm slowing down by now. What's going on here?
You're never going to die. Who are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I'm always one of the most lit motherfuckers.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. I want to say something real quick before I forget to swerve. Hey, Swerve,
yeah.
I just want to let you know, I just want to recap real quick on
what you got going on, honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I want to talk.
I just told her.
Maddie. Anyway, I was going to tell you, I've listened to what they were saying, and yes, I do feel like you need to put just a little more emotion in there, too, because he said, like, the soul is what connects people to it. And,
yeah.
I think you kind of sounded a little bit like, at first, I thought you sounded like, I put it on my DMX. I thought you were coming out like DMX a little bit. And then I thought you sounded a little bit like Outkast. And then I was like, okay, so, but you have a variety that you can use. And I think that if you would put it together and kind of train it to, like you said, put the emotion in the right way, you're going to fly high. Not saying you're so bad at all. I'm just saying that, you know.
When he does a live performance,
no,
he does all that.
I appreciate that.
Let me say something. He mesmerizes the whole room.
Oh, you can tell.
He had the room. I was there to witness.
Right now, remember that game over? He always called like the hitman. He'd just be sitting back and cut off cool. Hey, what's up? I'm like, this nigga.
Yeah.
Here's your
idiot.
Come
alive. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Like a horse coming
you know
out
what
yeah.
saying? He had a lit. You know what I'm saying? And it's good cocktail like this. And I can say that because I look at performances too. Like, you know what I mean? So with him, he had people saying his hook. None of us knew his hook. You understand me? But he was
yeah,
like,
right.
boom. Like, he'll say it, and it's catchy. You caught it.
Yeah.
You rocking with it. So I'm like, all right, that's a catchy song. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to the business, like, all right, that's catchy.
Yeah.
That's good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
You're okay. I'm sorry, too. I'm not trying to get you out. I'm just trying to talk before Indy does again. But anyway, what I was going to say is when you want
friendly women in San Diego, you weren't trying to do nothing with me. Shit.
Well, that drama, you just don't let it go. He just don't let it go. But anyway, I love you, Mac Drama. But,
hey, Kel.
You know, the thing was, man, I really want to see, like, with that Swervin' song, and, like, Game Over was just saying, like, it's catchy, and people like to get songs that they can catch really fast, so they feel like they're involved more when they're able to say it.
Outside,
does that make sense?
I'm outside.
And when you were doing that Swervin' song, I was catching with him, and then, like Maddie said, yeah, I think you should have, I could have seen you just doing a little bit different, like, you know, I'm swerving, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You see what I'm saying? Like,
wow,
real, real fast.
Is that true, or is that
married now?
Yo,
I'm going to let you continue, but I need your help with finding this artist. Yo, OG, I want to start, OG, can we start our own Wikipedia pages we write for each other?
No, you can't.
Like, I write yours, and
you're not allowed.
Mine?
But you pay, page
homie,
can be done by someone who's not you.
This.
A living person cannot write about books. I tried it, and they knocked it down. Someone did my Wikipedia. I'm like, damn. I got some guardian angel there. Because when I was beefing, with Flocka, someone over on his side kept taking the shit down. You know what I mean?
He got me pregnant. another one. Got me pregnant. Another one got me pregnant. Another 21
right,
times
yeah.
later got me pregnant.
21 years later.
Yeah, I guess
we could have made a baby
21.
In San Diego,
like,
but you'll never find out.
9 times 21. That's not even 21 years, man, for real. I'm sorry.
Real quick.
I know it's not, man, but by the time you recoup.
Tell everybody about that tour you got coming up.
Okay, guys, so listen, another thing too, I want to shout out real quick is I started working with an association with Association Records today, which has like 12 labels underneath them. So that's another big thing that I'm working on right now too.
Congratulations.
Don't Count Me Out Tour. And it's May 1st through May 14th. And then we're going from East Coast to West Coast, from Lima, Ohio to Los Angeles, California. And I have 20 different artists that are going to be going on the tour. And it's just, I'm so excited about it. Like, again, it's called the Don't Count Me Out Tour. A lot of people don't know that I'm still fighting cancer, but I've been fighting cancer really hard. And
she has several missed deaths.
Oh, yeah. Just like
when I'm in the hospital, you're not. When you're in the hospital, I'm not.
Yeah, let the woman talk, please.
I'm still grinding in between, but, I'm calling it the Don't Count Me Out Tour because a lot of people tried to count me out. And I feel like a lot of artists get counted out of things that they shouldn't. Sometimes they need development a little more, you know, or sometimes guided in the right way, but they shouldn't be counted out. And I think that's a big problem in this industry, too.
A lot of
it. It's just not
with...
Right. So, I had somebody say today, well, they're not top 25 people. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if you're not top 25, not everybody's top 25 because it's a huge world. Right, exactly. So you have to develop and you have to have those right things, those right tools to put
you
in the right place.
Period.
And yes, and you have to invest in yourself to progress. If you're willing to pay money to put out a video, you should be willing to pay for your management. You should be willing
to
pay
go to
the
strip club and drop two bands.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really though, and if you're investing in the right thing, well, I mean, that's a good investment. But anyway, you know, I'm just, I really feel like, you know. Too many people get counted out. So I'm hoping that this tour, because proceeds are going to help benefit the myelodysplastic syndrome, which is the type of blood cancer I have, research, because there's not enough research on it. I've also started a research with UCLA with the study of vitamin deficiencies because I actually have to get copper every month, IV, which is super rare. But copper is a foundation for all the other bloods.
Why don't you just eat some pennies?
Yeah, well, I know. I thought of that, too, and I don't know why I didn't think of that first.
I'm making it light.
It's actually, you know what's crazy, though, Mac Drama, is people don't realize that, okay, you know those copper-infused products that people wear on their knees and stuff like that? That is because copper actually builds the cartilage inside of the joint. And so if you wear those, it actually absorbs the copper through the skin and it rebuilds it in the joints. That's why those work. But it's the foundation of all blood work, of all things, and even Alzheimer's patients, 80% are copper deficient, guys. So we're also doing a study on Alzheimer's patients, too, with this mineral.
Yo,
so,
keep that up. My dad's a doctor, and trust me.
They got a whole bunch of patents in Canada.
But guess what? I'm going to say something else. Copper is good, but guess what? Baby girl, have you heard your voice? Everyone here has heard your voice. Hundreds of thousands of people have heard your voice. And you're one of the most upbringing and beautiful. I've never met you. I don't even know what you look like. I don't need to know what you look like. You're one of the smartest.
Oh, okay, you're talking about me, Maddie? I appreciate that,
people.
Brother. That's nice.
I'm not talking about you. Next time I see you, I'm going to shiv you, man, a couple times. Anyways, but, yo, hon, you're – we all got you, and you're going to be fine. Trust me, because nobody puts an angel on earth.
Oh, let me tell you. So, she knows I get into some controversy shit. She just walked across water. Like, I don't know. That's Mac Drama. I was, like, expecting her, oh, she's going to switch and turn. But she didn't. She stayed neutral like she's supposed to. You know what I mean? Not my problem. Not my business. You know what I mean? That's one thing I respect about you, Shelly. You know some of the
things
I got to do with some of these people. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I love you, man. And I love everybody for their individuality. That's one thing about me. And, you know, people just have to learn how to deal with people differently and just find the good in everybody. That's what I try to do.
Hey, I got a question for you. Do you know how to lasso a cow and ride a horse, young lady?
Well, I don't know about lasso no cow, but I might be able to lasso a horse or a bull. 100%
he fucking does. 100% she does.
Heard up.
She's from West Virginia.
I did.
How can you be from West Virginia, white woman, into rap? I'm like, the motherfucking redneck.
Hey, listen. That's what Nipsey said to me the first time he met me.
No, but that's even for me, too. I said, damn, I'm set. West Virginia, I know about Virginia, but they always talk about the West Virginians. They were like, they're not in tune. I'm like, I don't know. Like, you feel me? I'm like, all I know, I ain't going over there.
They love the Pittsburgh Steelers because it's right there next to that part of Pennsylvania.
Except for me, I'm a Raiders fan. But, well, you know, and like I said, I remain neutral, Mac Drama.
What did Nipsey say to you when you met him?
Well, Nipsey didn't believe.
R.I.P. Nipsey, man.
Yeah, R.I.P. Nipsey.
I actually
interviewed
him on the radio show before, y'all.
Man, he was a good dude. You know that? And some of the artists that are actually on the Don't Count Me Out tour, they came out to California for a show when I was out there. And they met Nipsey while we were there, and that was one of the big highlights of their
life. Name some of those artists you work with, baby.
Okay, so hold on one second. I want to make sure I get everybody because I've been yelled at, you know.
And one of her artists is a famous pop locker, and it's on video. I used to be a pop locker, by the way. They used to call me the California Kid, y'all. I ate that nigga in the dust. Ooh, boy, I ate him dead.
Oh, all right.
You can tell my sense.
Good vibes all around.
Well, you see, if people know the original hip-hop, West Side was more with the pop locking. You know what I'm saying? East Coast is more about the footwork.
Does it like
Cool Boy is Sugar Free's pop locker, guys, and he actually did tour with Afrin Man when he started his pop locking career, and he is the only dancer pop locker that ever won a West Coast Hip Hop Award. So,
I won one.
Is that a fucking
category? They got me West Coast Music of the Year.
Pop locker?
And I'm a pop locker. you talking about?
No, it's not.
I'm
but
pop
he won
because I've been
that. Oh, he won an award for pop locking. Well,
won.
I'll have to share
okay,
with
so,
yeah.
Let me,
go ahead.
I wanna read out. I wanna give you all my artists.
Okay,
real
let
quick,
it
guys.
Let it go, guys. Let it,
yeah,
let
shout
it
out
go.
Your artists.
I've got Bossman Q, Cobred the Villain, Shogutta Frost. I got Diamond Boys, BT Man. I got Rapid Fire, Diamond Boys. Glass Eye Murder, Dakari, YSE. Just Amazing. I've got Naughty 6OG. I've got Lil Mac. I've got Gangster 6 Miz. I've got Criminal. I've got OG Brick Gang. I've got Rap Trap 200, Q-Ball, Santee the Game Spitter. I've got May May. Sin City Cairo and Chiwi, just to name a few. And
yeah, wait a
drama.
Minute. You forgot you got Boss Hog too.
And Boss Hog, yep.
That's the homie.
Yep. Boss was going to meet up with me in Vegas. Him and Sue, because they can't do tour now. So, but we are. I'll still meet up with him in California. And plus, when we're in California, you'll also meet up with Honey Blunt, which is. You know, and Kitty Feta and all kinds of them. You're just going to see all kinds of people when we get Cali. It's a whole different atmosphere because I know everybody from L.A. and everything. So I'm just really excited
okay.
because this tour is going to be off the chain.
Kelly,
okay,
I met you at the BET Awards in L.A., right? You know where we met? Are
yes.
The party awards? Hey, yeah, okay.
Well, we actually met in person, yeah. We knew each other before that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Could you give me your Twitter? Because all I do is Twitter. I don't do anything else. And we've been
you're
talking.
You're killing me, Maddie.
I do IG. I do IG.
Yeah, everybody does IG.
I haven't done.
No,
I haven't Twitter.
They kicked me
I
out.
I
only 5 years.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I do every platform
you
think of.
Maybe shouldn't have been said.
Maddie, I'm gonna
okay.
tell you what. I'm gonna start using my Twitter again just for you. Okay.
Oh, that's dope. All right, yeah. No,
yeah,
the
but give me...
And I don't do Facebook because I don't want to care about people's fucking birthdays. So,
yeah
I'm on Twitter. But you and I have been talking too way too long not to be in touch.
Okay,
so what's your Twitter?
I don't know my Twitter.
You
I think
still
it's StillBug926.
Okay, well,
that's usually where...
Holler at me when you get off. Holler at me when you start a new one, if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I really think it's Sheldon Matthews.
Her phone number is 304. Now I'm going to give it a look here.
What's your
yeah.
IG?
Hey, OG,
my
we're almost out, right?
It's StillBug926. S-A-T-L-L-B-U-G.
Hold on. You went too fast.
Y'all know we've been in overtime. The show ended a while ago. We're in overtime.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, you guys.
Shellback, S-H-E-L-L-B-U-G 926.
Who the fuck comes up with these
oh,
names?
Oh, by the way,
well,
Swerve.
that's my nickname, Maddie. Shellback, and then 926
is
my birthday.
It streams, and then you can revisit that link. I get you and go to the recording and review the show again, all right?
Is that yes, Shelly Davis?
Shelly?
Yep, Shelly Davis.
S-H-E-L-L-I-E.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I
yeah, you said Shell Bug, right? 926.
Yeah,
okay.
Shell Bug 926.
Yeah, okay.
L-I-E.
Yeah, me, I'm getting Google Music. You're going to see that.
Shells, what's mm-hmm. next?
Yeah, I think I sent you a message already because I was listening to the show and I message people when I listen, so I'll have it done.
All right, well, if it's not today, it'll be tomorrow.
Okay.
Shelly Bloom, Shelly Baum, Shelly.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, my hashtag Shellha, guys. You can Google hashtag Shellha.
Are you the politician?
Just keep in touch because I want to talk to you.
Are the models?
Just one
which
of
one you got now?
Hmm?
Are you with the politician lady, the Indian young lady, or the model? Which female you get now?
I don't have an Indian lady, but. Oh, I did.
Yes, you did. Remember?
No,
politician's
done. Philanthropist is done. No,
I'm a...
Indian,
nigga. No.
I'm three divorces. I'm pretty much set with my left hand.
I got five divorces.
I'm going after two.
I'm
hey,
too much.
Game over. I buried five times, bro.
Hey, yo, real talk,
dog. And I'm looking for number six.
I'm 41. I haven't been married yet.
I'm 41 too, man. I got married three times, divorced three times.
My oldest son, my oldest son is 40.
If you
I'm gonna get married, married though.
Prenup, baby.
Hey, game over. How old do you think I am?
What's up?
How old do you think I am?
I think you like.
Oh, gee, you're either 1,000 years old.
I think
you
like. Either, yeah, well, for me, you know what I'm saying, it's like 54, 56, around there.
My oldest son is 42. I'm 67, brother.
Huh.
No, this motherfucker looks way younger, trust me.
Not for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he does.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm 42.
You can
I look older than him.
What's your Instagram again?
Hey, I will. Oh, it's
no,
Shellbug. S is in Sam, H is in house. U is an ugly G or S H E L L I T. I'm
horrible.
That's
my Gmail.
S H E L L B U G 926. Hey, shout out to Trust the Process also with Rap-A-Lot Records. I'm working with them as well.
Okay.
I heard about Rap-A-Lot and well.
Hey.
Yo, I'm loving this show, guys. Thanks for everyone being on.
I'm loving the conversation.
This,
see, that's how we do. We just chop it up like we homies. I don't
yeah,
even know.
This is a good one, man.
I don't ask
this is one for the record.
Hi, this is Top Hip Hop Radio. We're on live with
yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Game over in Swerve. Can you tell us?
Damn.
Fuck out of here. Talk like that. Shit. Eat a dick. Don't talk like that at all. Have a conversation.
Yo,
and you know what's funny though? People love the show. It's like a Bobby a little bit too. Because man, you should see the analytics. They be loving this show. I'm like, man, what the fuck? We don't be doing
yeah,
shit.
People love
shit.
Yo, people love stupid shit, dude. And honestly, it's not.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute.
It's actually like worthwhile.
It's just stupid. We used to do Power Talk moments. When Steve passed away, I stopped that. But we also kick a lot of knowledge to people who don't have it, especially a lot of these independent artists. So don't devalue your show. We do a lot. We have fun at it. We have fun.
Yeah, we just spoke some good shit,
yeah.
Say that. You know
yep.
What I'm saying? We spoke some good shit, and we set some good names. You know
mm-hmm.
What I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I stay high before I do the show.
You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it's
so
definitely a pleasure.
Week, right?
Yo,
huh?
I need to get on here, man. You let me know whenever, whatever. I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, dude, you're more than welcome, homie.
You're always welcome.
Yeah.
All y'all
already
been
invited.
Yeah.
I tell people
to
fuck off on the show all the time.
Hey, look,
you're
any of your artists,
welcome.
You got to bring them in, you know? Shit.
Yeah,
I don't charge. I do this out of love. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you got to give me $25 to play a track. Fight me, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is the only thing he doesn't charge for, man. So, yeah. Get
or
in
if he doesn't charge. Motherfucker, you can give me $2,000. Sit down and talk to me. Shit.
Hey, Mac, don't forget you have a party that we might both be showing up at here in about 2 weeks in Springfield, Massachusetts. So.
Oh, yeah. You tell me what's up with that.
Yeah, so I'm getting the details on that, and then we're going to crash that place. We're going to do a, what do they call it, a pop-up shop? We're going to pop up as a pop-up. Awesomeness of music.
I haven't been in Springfield in years. I should do some hardcore game banging in Springfield back in the day.
Somehow I don't feel like game banging is what it's actually mean.
I mean, you know,
well,
I was kind of thinking
was,
that about
it. It depends
not
on
the thing. It's a joke.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not bragging about it. I'm just telling you, it is what it is. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You're here to tell your story, though, you know?
Mm-hmm. Porque porque ya tú sabes, la gente de Colombia son bien chévere.
Listo, pase. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
game over is Colombian, y'all. Y'all didn't know that, huh?
Yeah, that's why I come from. See, like, I was born from Queens and my family from Cali, and I have best of both worlds.
Really?
Like, I'm Medellin and Cali.
You don't sound Colombian,
right.
Man.
You sound like a New Yorker.
Yeah,
yo, can
I
you
sound
do
like New Yorker.
Bullshit, man? Next time you go around.
Okay, what?
Yeah, you're ready.
No, you said Colombian, right? I said bring me some gold bags. Next time you go visit them.
Bad football, man. Just
thinking. You know, or at the Keys. You can go over there, get you some.
Because
the best thing is, I'll give you the honest truth, the best thing to do is to take a vacation over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, don't you remember? Game over. I remember we used to go to Columbia and get a key for $500.
And I can
imagine. Come back here and flip it for $28,000. That was crazy.
Mm-mm-mm. Word up.
Well, you got to pay for my funeral charges off that savings, man. For real.
I can talk about it. There's no limitations are done.
Yeah,
hey, Vegas even with the, pretty good, man.
Yeah, even with the statues, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I remember in the 90s, you see, it wasn't for five.
Oh, that was.
But still,
that shit was still for
like four.
Like
1,500? Real quick.
Yeah, four.
Like little 4,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Like, you know what I mean? World up. And I'm straight with that.
Yo,
my uncle, he's Colombian.
He's on the
terror watch list. You know, where they show Colombians and the Arabs and all that shit. He's on one of the lists. That nigga, I was the plug, man. I was like, dude, dang, I need some shit. He said, ¿cuánto kilo quieres, Kiko? And I said, well, give me like three, so I'll give you five. He said, Jesus.
Sorry, he's gone. Man, I had one of my uncles.
I didn't have to front nothing.
And I ain't going to front. I already have six uncles. They was all doing their dirt.
Yeah.
But one of them, and I ain't going to front, and he was the gay one. But I swear to God, you couldn't fuck with that nigga. That nigga was making hella money, and you know what I'm saying? He was TTG.
You been to Barranquilla? It's on the coast. You ever been to Barranquilla?
No, I've never been to Barranquilla. I've been to Cali, Medellin.
I've been to Pareja. I've been over Colombia.
Yeah, Bucaramanga, and I've been in San Andres, like over there.
Are you familiar?
Like,
are you familiar with the term super warehouse? The huge. So they had a super warehouse down there. And inside was money from all over the world. And I said, Diablo, ¿cuánto dinero hay? He said, pues, yo sabes que más o menos como casi, how you say, almost under $500 million. I was like, what?
Wow.
The money all from all over the world, packed up, like in bundles, like a lot of cotton and shit.
Motherfuckers got some shit like big ass.
When you see some shit like that, can't nothing impress you.
That's some other shit.
Man.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's what I mean. I see shit that impressed me when I was 5, 6 years old. I was like, holy shit. Like, what the fuck?
I was like, motherfuckers be trying to think they doing it. Pop, you call yourself popping the bottle, nigga? I know motherfuckers who fly in, land the plane on the airship, jump out, they have a drink, and jump back on the motherfucker and be gone. Like it's a taxi.
World
okay.
Gone.
Shit.
Pull up
in the yacht and like get in. And where's the next stop?
Yo, OG.
We're going to Cannes. French Riviera.
Yo, OG, this conversation reminds me of, you remember when I went to go pay rent that one day when you were living with me in Las Vegas while visiting?
Oh, yeah.
And we went to go pay rent. He said, yo, man, who the fuck? Like, there ain't no security here, man. It's like, let's go.
They had all that money up in there.
After hours.
if it wasn't old, I was like, let's knock these niggas.
Just down the street, too, man. On Mafia Boulevard. Yeah, on Maryland.
They was Russian, though. You know, so they don't give a fuck.
Whatever, man. I pay late. Always. Oh, shit. Let's get
it. But he had the house always full of ladies. And before I got there, they take it. Remember, I made them women clean up. I said, "Oh, you hoes, clean this house up." Shit. Mm.
They were my eyes, man. They were just ladies hanging around.
They had all these females, young females. I better catch the young still.
There were a lot of people.
You all kill me. One person, you all will stop for like 5 seconds or 2 seconds. Everybody will pause, and then you both start speaking, or everybody starts speaking at the same time again. It's hilarious.
Yeah, this is the show, man. Welcome to.
Yeah.
So listen, when we walk into a casino or hotel in Vegas, we shut it down, okay?
Yeah, I bet. Y'all ain't never seen Vegas till you see Maddie and Mac drama walking that bitch.
I'm black, he's white, man, shuts it down.
Where did we go? Scottsdale? Remember that? To go see Juicy J? Yeah, remember those white-ass Barbie-looking motherfuckers?
California, Arizona, everywhere we went.
Yeah, we kind of roll the same way, OG and I. Just no filter, and I got muscles. She got muscles. Then guess what? Call my lawyer.
Guess what? Here go my nine. Shit.
You feel me? Very wrong.
Man, OG, fuck you for that, though. When he left. Okay, so I get caught. We're going, OG and I are going to the neighborhood to fight, man.
Hey, tell me we're doing 1,000 miles an hour. We got stopped by the police and they let us go, remember?
Oh, shit, yeah. So OG comes in, so we're going. I rented this GT500. Like, yeah, the Shelby engine. It's the best. So I'm driving because I'm like under I don't know how many probations. I'm driving slow, like speed limit just above. And OG's like, fuck this. I'm like, okay, take it. And so
then we start racing the mother cars. Remember going to Vegas?
170 miles an hour. So anyway, there's this dude behind us in an SS Camaro. He's in an SS Camaro. I remember it was orange. Was it OG or yellow? Anyway, so we get pulled over by the cops. And so OG...
We pulled over as a courtesy, though. We didn't have to.
So I go out, and I'm like, I have to...
But no matter, I was driving, because I was like, you got to bail me out, remember?
Yeah, and then OG goes on this thing that... Yeah, man. And then the cop was like, yo,
why
he's like, who's your friend behind you?
And I said, dude, look at the car. That's just what I said to him.
And, yeah, but no,
and he said, okay,
you got slowed down.
You got all these old people, seniors there. Calling us.
Oh, sure.
He let us go.
You said he was throwing garbage at us.
Oh, yeah.
He was throwing garbage at us. We were so scared for our lives. And this is OG and I. Basically, we fucking hit. He was throwing garbage at us. So we had to run away. And,
we
pulled over. OG, and you know what OG says? He just said, take these 6 wallets, man. He's like, hide these somewhere. I'm like, yo, dude, I don't know where the fuck to hide these things, man.
But I got a good one ID.
Yeah, so I get out that and then OG's talking to him. Oh yeah, man, these guys are throwing garbage at us. We're so scared for our lives. And like, if you saw the two of us next to each other, ain't nobody scared for our fucking lives. And he convinces, and he looks over at me, and he points at me and says, "Oh, who's this guy?" He's like, "Oh no, OG's like, oh no, it's just an international playboy. Don't worry, he ain't shit. He's just." Yo, we got away. We could have never driven again.
Yeah,
we
it's
were
the felony to drive that
miles place. Per hour over the speed limit, man. And then I tried to drive. Oh, dude, OG is like, he's not a bad driver, but let's put it this way. I would not do that again with him in the car seat. Yo, man, we went to some crazy cars.
I killed two people driving already, game over, sir. One was in a rollover and he didn't have a seatbelt on, and I ran over one person.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hey, I ran over one of my exes.
Hey, that motherfucker ran in front of me. What my fault? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, mine tried to grab a hold of the windshield and hold on to it while I was in reverse, you know? And so I just hit the gas. I was probably going about 45 in reverse.
I was driving.
And there was a big pothole.
Gave me the officer, boom, boom. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The window broke.
I didn't do all that. But I did. I did leave
and
you there.
I ran
and
over. 4 other people ran over and they left. I stood there.
Damn. He got ran over 5 times.
No, he didn't. He's full of shit. He's full of shit.
I did not leave. I'm not full of shit, nigga.
Oh no.
That guy got hit 5 times.
You ran over people.
Huh?
You ran over somebody 5 times?
No. I ran over him once. And 4 other cars came and hit him and kept going.
So that guy got ran over 5 times, and you decided to stay as the last one. Mac John, I don't believe you. You would have turned around and went.
No, I swear
to
God.
Yo, you hear her? She don't
believe
you.
Because, listen,
like that
this is going to put you on. I shouldn't say this on the air. My license was suspended. I have no insurance. All that, and they
holy shit.
No.
Well,
I'm
gonna
tell you
what. See, that's
all I'm gonna say is they were traveling men like I am. That's all you need to know. And those who understand, You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Hey, listen. Sorry, I'm on the toilet right now, but anyways, that's like a watch.
Thank you for sure.
Anyways, I know you got to end it. Anybody who's on this show right now, everybody who's on it as guests, yo, holler out to your friends. OG and I love having new people on the show. Holler out. Promote the show, okay? Because it's all good for all of us, all right?
Yeah, I told Indy to put a 10-minute sadness with Joe session
in. I need, so. But you're always welcome back and bring whoever you want, you know? Seriously. We appreciate you all. Hey, Swerve, man, I'm going to hit you tomorrow. Game over. I'm going to hit you tomorrow. Shelly, I'm going to hit you tomorrow.
You already
Maddie,
know.
I'll hit you when I hit you.
Hey, nice to meet everybody.
Yeah,
bye, Maddie. I'll talk to you again next week, of course. Game over. Nice to meet you guys.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you girl soon. And, OG, we're going to figure that out, okay? Bye. Love you guys.
Right,
okay.
Love
bye.
You, Maddie. See you later.
Miss Les.
Where is my radio button? Only one here. Well, people, you had a little insight. Please do not gangbang. Please do not do drugs and do not sell drugs. And do not drive over the speed limit. So I give her full retraction. It was a big lie. I know that ever happened. Ah!
Yo, you have been listening to Power Talk with OG.
Thanks for listening to this exciting episode of Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. Yeah, boy. See you next week.
South Carolina.